Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for high school sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrag Community Hospital.
We welcome you out on this Friday afternoon to Arthur, Nebraska, the only town in Arthur County for a little D6 football as both teams trying to get one step closer to Kearney in that state championship game. I'm Jeremy Anderson. Jet Rasmussen alongside me this afternoon back at our KVPY studios in the heart of Chadron is Jared Bernot. Arthur County comes in at 9-0 on this season unblemished. Hay Springs comes in at 6-3. They are winners of six straight. One of those three losses, though, to start the season for Hay Springs was to the tune of 80-7 to Arthur County. And, Jet, that was the game that Hay Springs had six turnovers on the day, also missing three or four of some of their ponies that day. And you look for things today to be a lot different, maybe more indicative of what that first game should have looked like.
Yeah, I think they've really cleaned things up since then and showed, even last week against Hampton, that they can be a disciplined team. And like you said, getting a lot of pieces back, a lot of their weapons, I think we can expect a lot more even matchup today.
This is the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chadron Community Hospital exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare coming out as well from the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. We'll take a break, come back for the pregame show next on KVPY and Chadron.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Make a big difference in the look and performance of your vehicle by bringing it to Nebraska Land Tire. New tires make a difference in how your car rides, improve gas mileage, and make your vehicle safer. Stop by and let the mechanics check out the rest of your vehicle as well. Is the AC cold enough? When was the last time you had a tune-up? Are your neighbors complaining about that loud exhaust? They can help you at Nebraska Land Tire, 231 West 2nd in Chadron, 308-432-4488. 308-432-4488.
Back into the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Other action today in the D6 quarterfinals. Top-seeded Sumner Eddyville Miller will take on the ninth-seed Stewart. That is in Stewart. The fourth-seed Pawnee City, who knocked off Sioux County last week in the opener, will host Wilcox Hildreth. And the game on our side of the bracket, Potter Dixon, Parkview Christian, that is down in Potter. And that one will kick off at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Arthur County and Hay Springs met in this situation last year. It was the quarterfinals. It was at Hay Springs after Hay Springs knocked off Cody Kilgore in the opener last season. And Arthur County came out a 48-13 winner. That was after the regular season matchup was just a two-point win for Arthur County up at Hay Springs. And here's how things look like if my uneducated math is correct. If Hay Springs wins and Potter Dix wins, Hay Springs will host the Coyotes next Friday in the semifinals. If Hay Springs wins and Parkview Christian should happen to beat Potter Dix today, the Hawks will find themselves on the road at Parkview Christian, according to the NSAA guidelines I read this morning. But again, that first meeting back second game of the season, I believe, it was an 80-7 loss for Hay Springs. Six turnovers, just 140 yards of total offense. The biggest piece they were missing was Gage Minkin. Dylan Young also out that day, starting quarterback. Arthur County had 8 rushing touchdowns that day, went for more than 300 yards of offense. Last week, Arthur County, the 60-14 win over Shelton to advance, while Hay Springs took care of another team with the nickname Hawks, Hampton, 66-26. So Hay Springs hoping to continue their run. 6 straight wins after they started getting pieces back and started getting health. And you wondered if, and we talked about this, Jen, a few weeks ago down in Harrison. After Hay Springs, we thought it'd be a close game up there in Harrison against Sioux County. And Hay Springs came out that day and dominated to the tune of 56-58-14 or so. And we said, why not Hay Springs? Why not Kearney? Now that they're healthy, how different does the game look?
Well, I think it changes everything. I mean, Gage Minkin alone has been a huge part of their offense. I mean, really, he's just a game changer on both sides of the ball, but especially on the ground when he's carrying the rock. And we've seen it the last several games. Like you said, six win streak, and I think we're in for a real treat.
We'll take a break, come back, look at your game time weather forecast. It's the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show on KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
As summer turns to fall and you realize winter is coming on faster than you'd like to think, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those last-minute projects before Old Man Winter shows up at your doorstep. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483.
Why do all furniture ads sound like a sports commentator? You know, touchdown on prices. We're kicking out the competition. Everything must go, go, go. No, that's just not them. Just your everyday folks trying to get you comfy at home. And if they can help you score a deal on a recliner or sofa, is that a foul? If so, then penalize them. Call them fanatics. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance. They're not fanatics, just fanatical about where your story begins.
Back out to Arthur County High School, a beautiful scene here in the sand hills of Nebraska, the pine trees around the field. And then as you look off to the north, the direction we're looking, you can just see the roll of the sand hills. Absolutely picturesque day as we get set for kickoff of this D6 quarterfinal. 62 degrees right now from Arthur with partly cloudy skies. And I can tell you, as the clouds continue to move out, it will give way to a lot of sunshine. We ran into some rain showers off and on down from Chadron this morning. Took us just about 2 hours and 10 minutes to get here from the Magic City this morning, but is absolutely wonderful this afternoon. No chance of precipitation through this one, and the wind should be at a minimum out of the northwest, maybe up to 10 miles per hour, and could actually drift off as we get later into the ball game. A beautiful day in November. We come to you on this third day of November. In fact, maybe USC and UCLA shouldn't be so worried about coming to the Big Ten after all, because we can have some nice late season weather, and I hope it holds up for next week when I find myself at the Nebraska-Maryland game. We got a good one for you on tap. We're about 15 minutes away from kickoff. When we come back, our Jet Rasmussen got a chance to talk with the head coach of the Hawks, Trevor Jenkins. That's right here on the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show from KBPY and Chadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Modern Farm Equipment is a well-established farm machinery dealership with deep roots here in Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, Tri-State Corner. Your authorized New Holland dealer, Modern Farm has the selection in inventory, parts, and services while being staffed with factory-trained technicians and knowledgeable parts and salespeople. Modern Farm Equipment on East Highway 20 in Gordon. Give them a look online at modernfarm.com or call 308-282-2368.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
We welcome you back into the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show here on KBPY. Sitting down now with Coach Trevor Jenkins of the Hay Springs Hawks. Thanks for being here today, Jenkins.
Thanks, Jet, for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, facing Arthur County this week, it's a big game, not only because it's second round of the playoffs, but we'll get into that later. First, I wanted to talk about your offense against Hampton last week. Put up 66 points. How did that feel?
Felt really good. I was looking at stats at 382 yards rushing, which is awesome. Really good game for the boys. Defense balled out as well, but offensively we took care of everything that we needed to take care of and came away with a win. So,
yeah, I know that you mentioned last week, you said maybe you used Gage Minkin too much, and he still had a great game, but I did see a little more incorporation. We saw a touchdown from Dylan Raymer, Cutter Scott getting some reps in too. So are we going to see more incorporation with them this week, or what does that look like?
Yeah, you know, I hope so. Gage, we rested him second half a big, obviously. Didn't want to aggravate him any more than we had to. He still played defense. But, yeah, got everybody incorporated. Cutter played well, had 100 yards rushing. I think Raymer averaged about 7.6 yards carry two on five carries. So he had 40 yards on the ground. Probably didn't as much with him, but still got other guys' carries. Didn't rely on Gage so much, so that was nice.
Right, good game all around. And you brought up defense. Gage on defense made some big stops. We saw him in the backfield a lot. But also Cutter Scott had pick six and really just came into his own, especially stopping that Hampton passing game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cutter played really well. Pick six, he played perfectly, and then he had another pick on a. He kind of broke up the pass and ended up coming down with it, which was awesome too. So, yeah.
Yeah, great game there. Had a couple of hiccups against Hampton. Let him get back into it with the safety. A big kickoff return. So what does special teams look like this week? Still had a couple of missed kicks, but really saw some improvement there.
Yeah, you know, that the safety and the punt that they return, we're back deep, you know, in our own, kind of on our own end zone, you know, and had four penalties in a row that really prevented us from moving the ball out of that position, that holding call in the end zone, automatic safety, and then didn't break down on that punt return that they got for a touchdown. Just a series of events that we didn't need to happen, didn't want to happen, but happened regardless. They had the momentum at that point in time, but we got it right back. I was really proud of the boys for doing that. PAT-wise, we really worked on some blocking, different blocking stuff for that, and, of course, moved them back a couple yards to free up some space to kick the ball, and we didn't have a blocked one, and all the misses were just missed it. So no block punts or no block PATs this time. Nobody's getting through, so that was nice.
Right. Definitely seeing some improvement in all areas of the ball. So now we move on to Arthur County this week. And I said earlier, it's a big game for you and this team, because last time you faced them, you guys were banged up early on in the season. Lost 80-7. How do you think they're going to react this time around? Is there any mentally holding them back, or how do they feel?
They feel good. I mean, we were banged up. That's no excuse to lose 80-7. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to make excuses. Came out really flat regardless. But I'm looking forward to a different ball game. I think it'll be a close one. And I think, really, again, it's been the theme for us the last couple weeks, is I think defense is going to win us the game. Our defense has already been coached up just with one day of practice on how to shut down some of their run stuff, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them execute and hopefully taking care of business on the defensive side of the ball to put our offense in position to score. So,
absolutely. And we're all looking forward to it, too. Coach Jenkins, thank you for being here today.
Thanks, Jet. Appreciate it.
We'll get you back out to Jeremy on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show here on KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing. Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair south of Hay Springs is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Back into the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Let's get to your Shattern Lock Keys to the Game, your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control keys, and more. And, Jen, I'll throw it over to you.
Well, keys to the game here, Jeremy. For Hay Springs, I think you just got to stop the run. I mean, last time Arthur County had 8 rushing touchdowns, and you can't allow that. A lot of that was turnovers, and you got to limit those too. So take care of the ball, stop the run, make them throw it, make them uncomfortable, and a lot of the similar game plan that they had with Hampton.
We'll see what happens. Again, our keys to the game brought to you by Shadron Lock. And Shadron, looking at your Country Kitchen starting lineups here quick before we take in a break. We'll do Arthur County. They'll go with Tucker Runt, the 6'2", or 170-pound junior. Talon Storer, the 160-pound junior. Justin Wenzel, the 200-pound senior. Dane Pilakowski, the 170-pound senior. Kane Delator, the 185-pound junior. And Cole Kramer, the 235-pound junior. We'll take a break, come back. Hay Springs starting lineups kickoff next on KBPY.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hay Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hay Springs Hawks school academic, theatrical, and athletic events and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand. When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks.
Our national anthem being sung by a young gal from Arthur County this afternoon, and we are set to go. Let's look through your Hay Springs starting lineups. Our starting lineups brought to you by Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Chatham. We already told you for Arthur County, it'd be Runt, Storer, Wenzel, Pilakowski, Delator, and Kramer for the Wolves. For Hay Springs, we look through and an offense that's got experience on it. Dylan Young will be under center, the 175-pound junior. Also, Hunter McDonald over center, the 210-pound junior. Gage Minkin in the backfield, 180-pound senior. You'll have Talon Smith, 190-pound junior. Dylan Raymer, 175-pound junior. Jordan Anderson, 190-pound senior, and Jared Anderson in there as well, 130-pound senior. And those will all be interchangeable for this offense, Jet.
Absolutely.
You kind of get it on paper, and then after, like, the first play, you throw it all out the window anyway.
Yeah.
So, but those are our starting lineups brought to you by Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Chandron. Our kickoff brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Trace Strothide and State Farm is there for you. It is 12:59. We are just about set to go from Arthur County. Jeremy Anderson, Jet Rasmussen, and Jared Furneaux back at our KBPY studio here on KBPY Hay Springs Chandron. Hawks led by first-year head man Trevor Jenkins, assisted by Jake Lemon. On the other side, Wade Kramer. He's known his way around six-man football, assisted by Sean Hanna and Jason Christensen. A beautiful, beautiful day here in Arthur, Nebraska. Again, the only town, I had to educate Jed on this, the only town in Arthur County. Had a beautiful drive, scooched down to Alliance, cut over on Highway 2 to Hyannis, and then we turned south out of Hyannis and just started rolling through the sandhills. And again, a beautiful, beautiful drive. I don't suggest you break down there, but it is very much a beautiful drive all the way down, and just a beautiful afternoon for football. And we're the first game of the day across all classes. All seven classes of football will determine their quarterfinal matchups, semifinal matchups today, and we get the honor of being first today.
All right.
If you're not first, you're last, Jack.
That's right. That's what they say, isn't it?
If you're not first, you are last. Dean Ninch in Studio 308, specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Give him a call at 308-430-1723. Chatterin Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care. Chatterin Chiropractic in downtown Chatterin. And Dawes County Title Amtrak, handling title insurance, record searches, and escrow closings, and proud supporters of area athletes in Donahue and Sheridan counties. Hay Springs deferred. That means Arthur County will receive the opening kickoff, and right away, this Hay Springs defense is going to get put to the test.
That's right, and I think Coach Jenkins really wants to emphasize that. I think he wants to focus on the defensive side of the ball. He's seen what his defense can do. They've had several takeaways in these last six wins, and he really wants to capitalize on some of those.
I'm not going to lie, the PA announcer here at Arthur County's got me juiced.
Yeah.
He's doing a great job behind the mic. Hay Springs to kick it off. They will tee it up at their own 30. Hay Springs will kick left to right on your FM radio dial. That means that Arthur County will move right to left. Again, our opening kickoff brought to you by State Farm Insurance. It will be Hunter McDonald booting it away for Hay Springs. Back to receive for the Wolves will be Dane Pilakowski, senior running back, awfully dangerous with the ball in his hands. And again, this offense for Arthur County will get first crack at it this afternoon. And we are underway. A squib kick bounces. That's loose. And Hay Springs is not going to get to it.
Oh, man.
Two guys had an opportunity about the Arthur County 30 to jump on it, and it just took an awkward bounce left out of bounds, and instead it will be an infraction against the Hawks.
It really did. I thought Dylan Raymer was going to jump on it, and it just, like you said, took an awkward bounce behind him and right out of bounds. That is unfortunate and a missed opportunity that the Hawks can't have this early.
So Arthur will get great field position here to start. And they will set up right at the 30-yard line. First down, 15. First offensive series of this D6 quarterfinal ball game. Ball on the far hash mark. Again, Arthur County moving right to left. And the officials now wondering here. Well, we're asking about something here, and this makes a little more sense. Ball went out of bounds at the about the 32, 33, or somewhere in there. They had to clear back to the 30. It's marked at the 35, and we're still kind of in a pause here. Now we're ready to go.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay.
We're ready to go. In the shotgun for Arthur County will be Talon Storer. They'll run pitch to the left. It's fumbled. Ball on the ground, and Arthur County comes up with it. It will be second down after a fumble on the opening play of the ball game, back at the 27-yard line.
Yeah, and I think Pilakowski just took his eyes off the ball there, and it flew over his left shoulder, and that's a big momentum shift. Would have been better for the Hawks if they could have jumped on it, but big momentum shift regardless.
Wenzel to the right of Storer to give to Pilakowski, and he's going to go down back at the 25. A loss of two on the play, and it brings up third down and 25 for Arthur County. So backwards on the first two plays for the Wolves.
Yeah, very uncharacteristic for what we've seen of this really explosive offense. Put up a lot of points in basically every game they've played. Uncharacteristic.
Third down and forever. Toss, looking for a little play action here. Storer across the middle has a man. It's going to be batted away. Gage Mankin goes up and swats it down. It'll be fourth and 25. For the Wolves.
Who better to make a huge play like that to start the game than Gage Mankin? It's really fitting, isn't it? I thought he might get the interception there, but bats it away. and makes a really nice defensive stop.
Menken's going to drop back to receive this punt from Arthur County. There's the snap, and the boot is into it. That one's going to go straight up and hang in the air and will be caught for a fair catch at the 29 of Hay Springs. That will put the nose of the ball on the 30, and it'll be first down for the Hawks. Their first drive of the ball game as Arthur County goes backwards 10 yards on their opening drive and has to boot it away. See what Hay Springs does. Again, Dylan Young back. Dylan Raymer at full health this time. Gage Menken back. All pieces that you were without or didn't have full disposal the first time you played Arthur County.
Yeah, and huge pieces at that, Jeremy.
First down, 15. Young under center eye formation behind him. Menken dots the eye. Ball in the middle of the field. Turn play action pass. Looking down field. Young fires it away. It's going to be incomplete. Right there with the hands was Jordan Anderson. Couldn't make the catch. It'll bring up second down.
Dangerous throw from Young there. Grady Gorwill looked like he was about to go up and get that ball. Luckily, had a receiver in the area, and I think was it Talon Smith might have batted it away.
Well, Jordan Anderson actually cut. It looked like Talon Smith was the intended receiver. Jordan Anderson kind of cut underneath and got his hands on it, and if anything, kept it from being an INT.
Right, right.
Second down, 15, I formation again. Menken dots the I. Young under center. Turn, the toss goes to Menken, left side. Menken cuts through a hole, picks up about three on the play. It'll bring up third down and 12 for Hay Springs. So a toss sweep, and you can see Arthur County selling out, trying to stop the run, everybody into the box with this defense, and I guess that's kind of plan A. Is they're most effective with Gage Menken in the backfield.
Right.
Let's start there. And you saw, you know, the four interceptions, the six turnovers last time out against Arthur County make you go to the air a little bit. We'll see what happens here on third and long. Young under center calls the count. Counter play to Menken. Menken, a big hole on the left side. Menken, 30, 25, 20. Nobody will catch Gage Menken, and he will walk in for a Hay Springs touchdown.
This is exactly the start you want if you're Hay Springs right now. You get a defensive stop, so you know you're going to get the ball back after half, and you score first, and, of course, it's Gage Menken along the sideline.
47-yard touchdown run for Gage Menken, 7:58 left here to go in this opening quarter. An area of concern, though, two-point kicks for Hay Springs.
Yeah, this has been a problem. Made four in a row last week after missing their first three.
That one is up, and that one's wide left. And the score was 7:58 to go in the first. Is 6-0. Hay Springs, they strike first on the legs of Gage Menken. We're back in 30 on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Back out to Arthur County. Hay Springs strikes first. They force a three and out. And then Gage Menken on third down runs for 47 yards. Hunter McDonald to boot it away here. That one squibbed right on the ground, and Arthur County's just going to bobble it out of bounds. There will be no flag this time, and they will start at the 30. You can see, though, Jet, and I don't think I'm joking, if you look at kind of the crease there from the far hash mark north, that looks like it has a downhill,
yeah,
kind of a downhill slant over there.
Yeah, some of the lines are maybe a little uneven, but
I wonder if the field doesn't naturally flow that way, and so when that ball hits there, just boop.
Yeah, that could be.
Storer in the shotgun, man in motion from right to left. The turn, the toss to Pilakowski. Hay Springs defense is there, almost fumbled it, and Hay Springs is going to stop him for about a yard. Pilakowski got that ball up high, took,
yeah,
a hit at the same time, and almost had to reach out of thin air and pull it back in.
Yeah, and really dangerous. If he just gets hit just right when he's doing the spin move, you saw him spin twice there, that ball will come out pretty easy. Got to take better care of the football, especially after your first three and out.
Pilakowski, plenty of experience toting the rock this season. They rely on him heavily. Toss right to Pilakowski this time, and he's going to be dropped at the 34-yard line. A gain of 3 on the play brings up second down and 11. Third down and 11. Excuse me. Third down and 11 for Arthur County. And can Hay Springs get their second straight 3-and-out here? Again, a lot different matchup than the first time these two teams played. Hay Springs, and we'll get into this maybe as the game goes on. A third down, we'll get the play in first. Third and 11, Storer straight, drop out of the flat. It is going to be broken up. Nice pass coverage that time from Jared Anderson getting his paws on it. You know, you look at Hay Springs and people are going, well, 6-3. You started off with a season-opening shutout loss to Paxton, lost to Potter and Arthur in there. But and you don't want to make excuses, and Coach Jenkins said that as well in his pregame interview. But Hay Springs was nowhere near full strength. Arthur wants to run and keep it on fourth down. Hay Springs comes up, a broken tackle. He's going to be out, though, before the line to gain. It'll be a turnover on down and be Hay Springs football at their own 38-yard line.
And you want to talk about emphasizing special teams, not only the kicks, but also on the kick returns, the punts. That was great execution, recognizing the threat and coming up to make the turnover.
Well, and really there was such a delay in the decision by Arthur County to take off and run. I think had he committed right away, he probably has the first down, but he thought about it a half second to allow that Hay Springs punt return unit to react.
Right.
First and 15, Young under center, I formation, the give right up the middle. Goes to Mencken, and Mencken's going to hold it and barrel forward out to the 37-yard line of Arthur County. So now across midfield, second down and about 10 to go. One thing I'm surprised is we don't see the old bicycle on the sideline for Hay Springs, Chad.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised by that, too. I talked a little off the interview with Coach Jenkins, and he sounded like he was planning on taking it, so I'm not sure what happened there.
Maybe they just forgot it on the bus.
Could be.
Young under center on second and 10. The turn, the give right up the middle to Dylan Raymer. Raymer will fall inside the 35 to the 34, picks up 3, brings up third down and 7. Nice little run, 3 yards. Dylan Raymer, nice job of just staying low and getting forward on that carry. A nice job of gang tackling by Arthur County. Put Hay Springs in third and 7 here. Third down and 7, 6-0 Hay Springs, 5:40 to go. Opening quarter of this D6 quarterfinal. Young under center. Calls his count, takes the snap, the turn, toss. Mencken right up the middle, breaks through a tackle. Still going forward inside the 30 to the 29. And it's going to be fourth down and 2. For Hay Springs, and you know what the decision's going to be here.
Yeah.
You're going to go for it. Where do you go offensively, though? Do you give it to Gage and think, all right, I can get 2 or 3 yards? You also expect maybe Arthur County to put a little more pressure towards the line of scrimmage and clog some of those holes between the tackles.
Yeah, I think you might just spread it out here. I do think Arthur County is going to be expecting a run. You might just spread it out. Go with the first play of the game again and try for a pass.
It will be I formation, offset I. Formation heavy to the right. The toss goes to Mencken. Mencken has a hole, and he's got a first down. Could have had more. Tripped up by the turf monster, but it will move the chains down to the 26-yard line for Hay Springs. As we've reached the halfway, more than the halfway point of this first quarter, I'd say for Hay Springs, this was the start you needed.
Absolutely the start you needed. Getting these first downs, scoring first, getting 2 defensive stops, it's been huge, and I think that it's exactly the game plan that Coach Jenkins wants to execute with this team.
And that might be what's impressed me more, the defensive stops. Maybe not, you know, I figured the offense could score, but slowing down Arthur County so far, the turn, the give right up the middle, hand off to Raymer. Raymer sets a tackle. Raymer 10-5, touchdown Dylan Raymer. And Hay Springs goes up 12-0. Raymer scores from 26 yards out.
And on that drive, I'm not sure if you noticed, Jeremy, but it almost looked half and half, Raymer and Mencken, and I think we could see a lot of that today, especially if they keep getting looks like that, wide open spaces. it could be a good day for these running backs of Hay Springs.
Again, a two-point kick attempt to make it 14-0. The snap is high, the hold, the kick is up. That one is through, and Hay Springs goes up 14-0 on Arthur County in this quarterfinal. Is Arthur the number three seed in the playoffs? Potter Dix, the two, Sumner Eddie Vimoa, the one, but definitely a great start for Hay Springs. Of course, our coverage being brought to you by Thrivent Financial Expert Financial Advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Chadron at 308-430-0760. Fire Nice Mechanical, your RemPro partner in Chadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a Rem unit today at 308-432-6722. My only concern here, and I think back to the Potter Dix game for Hay Springs at home, they came out, got a 16-4 lead in the first quarter, and Potter Dix turned it on, and you got to avoid it, you got to avoid that letdown, even though you're up 14-0. That one will squib and go out of bounds, clear down at the 19-20-yard line. They're trying to keep, I'm telling you, that ball just speeds to the far side of the field and just.
It really does.
It does.
The topography must be a little slanted.
Like I said, I think there's just a little slant over there on that left side.
You do kind of see it sloping down.
Yeah, you see the slope, and then it kind of rises up into the end zone again. And granted, when you're playing rural America football, you find the flattest piece of ground you can.
Exactly.
To stick, because I know Hay Springs has some of the same feet. Most of them do.
Yep.
Unless you're playing on straight turf, you know.
Yeah. And shout out to the groundskeeper. I mean, this grass looks good, really.
Ball loose on the ground. Arthur's going to cover it. Hay Springs had every opportunity again to get a short kick. And two guys, nobody really kind of looked for the ball. They almost looked further downfield. The ball kind of stopped right after the 35 and died. And then Arthur had a young man crawl to it.
Yeah,
and
that was a good job by Tucker Rudd, I think, jumped on the ball. Good awareness and not just relying on somebody to get the ball.
So now Arthur County starting in Hay Springs field side of the field for the first time today. Doss goes to Pilakowski straight up, and he is upended. Gage Minkin just blew up. Same Pilakowski. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, Gage Minkin is already feeling himself today. We've seen how intense he can be, especially offensively, but he's really come into his own these last few weeks in the playoffs, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Pilakowski driven back for a two-yard loss. It's second and 17 back on the Hay Springs 39. Ball in the middle of the field. Storer in the shotgun. Back to each side. The turn. Little play action. Ball's batted. It's picked off. Gage making the interception. Returns it down. And gets his helmet ripped off. Wants a flag. No flag on the play. Coach Jenkins voicing his opinion, not happy that Gage Minkin had his helmet ripped off and there was no flag. Minkin returns it down to the Arthur County 32. And Minkin should be allowed to stay in the game if it's forced off by somebody else.
Right, and it really looked like he did. And you know, going back to the actual play itself, he had a lot of open field if he would have cut right. I know it's fast-paced, but could have got a lot more yards.
Young under center, eye formation behind him. The turn, the counter, give to Raymer up the middle. Raymer breaks the tackle. Flag comes in. That might be in the area of a hold. We'll see what the penalty is, but that usually right there, Jet, in the area of a hold.
Yeah, right at the line of scrimmage. It looks like this could be on Hay Springs, and I think they might know it moving back a little bit.
Yeah, that's going to be a hold on Hay Springs. So move it backwards. Someone's going to have to check out here for the Hawks. Tripp Bittner will come to the sideline. Nope, Tripp's going to stay out there. 3:17 left. It'll bring up first down, and from the penalty, it'll be about first down, and well, right at 25 now. Ball goes back to the Arthur County 38-yard line. Dylan Young brings the play in from the sideline right down in front of us as we're perched atop the field here at Arthur County. 3:05 to go in a spread out formation this time for Hay Springs. They're just going to leave somebody open. The turn, the toss goes back to Young. Young takes off with it. Young right up the middle, pulls forward, breaks off a tackle, still going, and then is pushed out of bounds on the far sideline. All of that running for about 5 yards, Jet.
Yeah, he had a long way to go just to get back to the line of scrimmage, and good job fighting once he met contact there to get the extra yardage.
Nice job. I was curious, too, because Arthur still kind of squeezed everybody in the middle, but a great job getting left and right on the field for Arthur County, playing the sidelines. I wondered defensively when they lined up, well, the edges are open, and then Arthur just a great job with that speed, getting the edges and, you know, bottling that up for only 4 or 5 yards.
Right.
They're going to say 4 yards, so it'll be second down and 21. The snap, the toss back again for Young. Young rolls right, has plenty of time. Young looking, wants to run again, scoots down the sideline, takes a hard hit across midfield down to the 36. So it'll be third down and 15. Third down and 19, excuse me.
I'm uneducated math, right?
Jumping back and forth between 11-man, 6-man, and
oh yeah,
all the chaos.
It's all over the place.
It'll be third down and long here, and this is the first time that Hay Springs has maybe been in an uncomfortable spot, offset off by that holding call on first down.
Yeah, I think you feel better, though, that you're past midfield.
Raymer on the far sideline. We'll see if Young chucks one downfield. Low snap. Here comes the pressure. Young rolls, dumps it right off to Mencken. Mencken with a flag. This is going to be a penalty on Arthur County. Mencken dropped at the 32, but again, this is going to be on Arthur County. This is going to be a late hitter or roughing the passer. Personal foul against Arthur County.
And those are miscues that you really can't have, down by two scores. And on defense, Hay Springs knocking on the door again. So
we'll mark it off 15 yards. And be roughing the passer on Arthur County. And this will give Hay Springs a fresh set of downs here. And it'll move the ball clear down to the 16-yard line. So it'll be first down and 15 from the 16. You can still get a first down at the 1.
Yeah, and that's a whole fresh set of downs. And placement down here is really big.
First down and 15. Minute 10 left, opening quarter. Brought to you by Nebraska Bank. 14-0 Hay Springs. Gage Mencken, Dylan Raymer, both with long touchdown runs. Hay Springs breaks the huddle. They'll go back to their under center formation here. I formation. Trip Bittner is going to be the fullback. Cutter Scott, the deep back this time. The turn, the give to Bittner right up the middle, and he is stopped in his tracks. Maybe give him 2 on the play. Brings up second down. And second down and 13.
Hay Springs has done a pretty good job of blocking today, Jeremy, but I think Alan Smith might have just got beat out on the edge there and didn't allow his guy to get much.
Clock down at 24 seconds. This will be the last play of the first quarter. Hay Springs trying to hold on to a 14-0 lead, 1 quarter into this D6 quarterfinal. Young under center, the snap, the hold, the give, the toss to Mencken. Mencken off the left edge will be bullied down about the 13-yard line. And that'll be the end of one. After one, 14-0. Hay Springs leads this D6 quarterfinal. We're back in 1 minute on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or, of course, fill it up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers in Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware.
Back into the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Our second quarter brought to you by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. It'll be third down here for Hay Springs. They are on the Arthur County 13-yard line. They got to get to the two for a new set of downs. Split backs behind Young here. Forward lineman for the Wolves on the defensive side. As that one's going to be picked off. Oh, my goodness. A batted pass coming up with the INT is Tucker Rudd. Hunter McDonald was easily open down the far sideline, and Gage Minkin had his hand batted. The pass floats up in the air.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I couldn't tell if it was the ball that got hit or his arm, but in any event, it's going to be a turnover, and Arthur County is going to take over.
Each team with a turnover on the day now, and Arthur County has it back, and that's not the way you want to start the second quarter.
Absolutely not. Like we said, you can't let up.
14-0, Hay Springs, man in motion from right to left, the turn. Pilakowski takes the pitch, hit in the backfield, and he's going to be drunk down at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Brings up second and 15. They might give him a half a yard. So we'll call it second down and a long 14.
Second and about 15 to go for the Wolves.
You know, Jeremy, with as little as Hay Springs is allowing on the ground, it makes you wonder, when does Arthur feel comfortable going back to the pass? I know they had the interception already.
Second down, formation heavy to the right, the toss, Pilakowski. Here comes Hay Springs defense, and again, the Hawks are right there. A pickup of three on the play, maybe four. We'll put them out to the 28-yard line, brings up third down and 11 on the play.
Really good job by this Hawks defense of not leaving anything to chance. Jordan Anderson coming over from the line to really make the tackle and leave no doubt.
Arthur County's trying to switch up some formations. Now they're going to spread some guys out here. See what Arthur County can do. Bobble snap. It goes straight into the hands of Storr. Just lets it fly, and that one's going to be thrown too tall for anybody. It'll bring up fourth down. We're going to have a flag, though. We will have a flag, and will this be a defensive hold? It's on the far sideline. We're going to have a false start on the offense. Procedure penalty going to be declined, so that's about for the formation. It will be declined, and it will be fourth down here for Arthur, and I assume Arthur County is going to go for it.
Well, I think you might have to here. Getting a takeaway and not capitalizing on it is really unacceptable. So you gotta take a chance.
Gage Minkin's going back, but Wenzel's the one with the ball in his hands. He's going to take off and run. Wenzel is going to get dropped for a loss. He's going to toss it. It's picked by Young. Are you kidding me? Dylan Young intercepts the pitch and returns it for a Hay Springs touchdown.
Oh my goodness. Are you kidding me? I mean, that is a lob of desperation and desperate times call for Dylan Young to make a big play.
Justin Wenzel tried to pitch it, and Dylan Young grabs it right out of the air and returns it into the end zone. And Hay Springs goes up 20-0. The two-point kick attempt for Hunter McDonald. High snap. McDonald is a man runs late onto the field, and McDonald's going to go down, but Hay Springs ran a man on late, and Hay Springs will get another opportunity. That's a fumble recovery, right?
I think that's actually a fumble.
We would, you know, even though we picked it clean out of the air, that's a fumble recovery? If someone wants to tweet or give me their opinion, it was a pitch backwards, stripped out of the air by Dylan Young in a return for a touchdown.
Right. it was an incredible play. I mean, wow. Baffled, really.
So now Hunter McDonald will get another chance. Substitution penalty on the Wolves with 8:32 left in the second quarter. A chance to make it 22-0. The snap is high, the boot is up, and that one will get through. Hay Springs will take a 22-0 lead on an incredible play by Dylan Young. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like it. We'll take a break, come back, kickoff in 30 on KBPY.
So we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start. The kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry. And you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Two to nothing, your score. Hay Springs with 8:32 left in the second quarter. Yeah, I think it's safe to rule that a fumble. It was a backwards toss. A thumber section. We'll just start making up words. McDonald will squib this away. It bounces. Nice job this time by Tucker Rutt. That's the first time today Arthur County's fielded one of those kicks cleanly.
Yeah.
The other times have been mad scrambles or penalties. And Arthur County, again, they're going to get the ball right at midfield here. And maybe at some point you let Hunter McDonald try to boot one deep.
Yeah, I think you do. I mean,
unless you're just worried about Pilakowski in the return game.
That could be, but your special teams has done really well. And I think you might open things up at this point in the game.
Toss back. Storer runs toss right side with Pilakowski, and he's going to be buried after a gain of three on the play, two and a half more so. Gets down to the Hay Springs 37.5-yard line. It'll bring up second down and about 12.5 yards. I'm hoping someone is, like, texting me or an explanation, and, you know, I'm assuming it's a
fumble recovery TD. Yep. Yeah.
On second down, man in motion. They'll give it all on the forward far side to Wenzel, and Wenzel's going to be dropped for a loss. Justin Wenzel took the end around to the far side, and just a completely different look now. A loss back to the Arthur County 38-yard line. It brings up third and long here. On third and long, toss back. Here's Storer, wants to pass. Launches one down across the middle of the field. That one is off the ends of the fingertips of Kane Delator. Almost right on the money with that pass. Delator got hands on it. Just couldn't quite catch up to where the ball was, and it'll bring up fourth down. And you wonder, after Arthur County's had a couple of failed attempts on going for it on fourth and long, if you want to go for it, maybe just go out of a regular offensive set.
Maybe. Yeah, I think you ditched the trickery, and it looks like they are.
They absolutely are. Storer in the shotgun. Snap, play action, pressure coming. Pressure, and Storer's going to toss it backwards to Pilakowski, and Pilakowski's going to get driven down. Gage Minkin bottles him up back at the 33 of Arthur County, and it'll be Hay Springs football.
Minkin was all over that play, and he was not having it.
And here's the deal. We brought it up in the pregame. The guys making these plays are the guys that weren't around
exactly. The
first time these two teams played.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like a lot, but again,
in eight-man football, you got one or two guys that, you know, that can make a huge difference. Hunter McDonald brings in the play from the sideline as the Hawks break the huddle. Trip Bittner is going to be the lone setback. Well, nope. He'll be joined by Dylan Raymer, Young under center. Young turns, and we're going to have a flag. I believe it's going to be a false start on the offense. And there's a couple of times I've wondered. It looks like Hay Springs is getting out of their stances, maybe just a hair early, trying to get that jump on Arthur County, and that time it was caught.
Right.
You know, obviously, if you can make it work in your favor. But that time they were caught. It'll back them up 5 yards and bring up first down and 20.
Now, if it was National Football League, they'd all get up and just point to the other side, right?
Right. Yeah. Point this guy, point that guy.
Yeah.
Young in the shotgun. Raymer to his left, Bittner to his right. On first down, low snap, picked up by Young. Tosses back Young's going to scramble out of the flats, incomplete for Hunter McDonald, and that's about the best result for that play.
Yeah, it really
incomplete
is.
Incomplete pass.
Lucky it wasn't a loss of yards, and lucky it wasn't another interception like we've seen when Young's had some pressure before.
Arthur County trying to turn it up on defense. 7:04 left to go before we reach our Shattered Insurance halftime show. Great pressure that time by Arthur County, and it didn't help. A low snap there and left Hayspring scrambling. Young in the shotgun, back to each side. On second down, low snap again. Young's got to pick it up. Pressure. He will fire it downfield as Minkin. The catch is made, and they're going to give him the catch down at the 11-yard line.
Wow.
Minkin got 1 foot in down at the 11-yard line. A beautiful pass on the run from Dylan Young, and Gage Minkin pulls it in.
You know, you worry when your receivers get that far down in your quarterback. I mean, really great job by Dylan Young reaching across his body with a man coming up behind him. And wow, makes the throw, and great play.
First down here and goal for Hay Springs. Can the Hawks punch it in? Young under center. The turn, the give. Raymer right off the middle, nothing doing. Falls forward, gets a couple. They're going to give him maybe the 9, the 8, somewhere in there. The clock runs down to 6:45. Second quarter brought to you by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Husker football tomorrow on KCSR, Nebraska, Michigan State. 9:15, our pregame coverage. 10 o'clock kickoff from East Lansing, Michigan.
I think we're going to see a similar game to Northwestern there, unfortunately.
6:25 and rolling on the clock. High formation. Young under center. The turn. The toss out to Minkin. Minkin looks for the corner. Minkin will stroll in for the Hay Springs touchdown. From 9 yards out, Gage Minkin.
Gage Minkin using his speed. We saw it a lot against Hampton last week, beating him on the edge a few times, and does it right there. Of course, a great block by Dylan Raymer, too.
Arthur County wanted a hold on that far side. Didn't get it. The touchdown in for Hay Springs, and McDonald trying to connect on a two-point kick here. Snaps have been an adventure for Hay Springs today. We'll see how it goes this time. High snap. The kick by McDonald is up, and that one is right down the middle. 30-0, Hay Springs leads it over Arthur County with 6:16 left in this first half. We'll keep it right here so we can thank some of our sponsors that help us, including Scooter's Coffee. Dive into their kids' menu with a lemon berry aid, a burst of joy in every sip, and a kid's chocolicious milk. Transport your little ones into a world of chocolatey wonders, Scooter's Coffee. Western View Real Estate. Live and work with a Western View jet. We get one every day.
Sure do.
Find their current listings online at westernviewrealestate.com. Hay Springs up 30-0. A score I either felt this was going to be a kind of a drag out fight, or both offenses had kind of had their way today.
And I really thought the latter. I mean, with what we've seen from these teams most of the season, and especially in the postseason, you have to expect it, but wow, not the score that I would have predicted at this point in the ballgame.
Thing is, six-man football can change in a quick.
True,
quick,
very fast pace.
McDonald to boot it away. This time sends it left, taken by the up man, and he's just going to kneel it at the 34. Smart idea there for
that was Delator, Kane Delator.
Delator, yeah. And just a smart idea of kneeling it right at the 34. And if you're Coach Jenkins, I would keep saying not good enough. You can't let up.
Well, can't be satisfied, especially crucial games like this, playoff picture.
Man in motion, the turn, the toss, and we're going to have a flag, and we'll see if this isn't a false start on Arthur County now. So Hay Springs eventually got caught. Arthur County gets caught with their hand in the cookie jar. And really, you notice even the last drive, Hay Springs had a hold. Arthur County came back to the roughing. Penalties have just kind of
evened
out.
Yeah, it's been kind of a trade-off today.
First down and 20 now for Arthur Kelly from their own 29. Storr in the shotgun, takes the snap, wants to pass. That's batted down at the line by Talon Smith. Got his big mitts up there and batted it away. It'll bring up second down.
Big Mitts is right. He's their leading receiver on the year. He's made some big plays, and especially in the past few weeks, we've seen him on the defensive side of the ball make plays just like that, getting in the backfield.
Timeout on the field. Our timeouts are brought to you this year by T Salon and Boutique in Shatterin. Book your next hair appointment with Tegan Westemeyer online or call 430-3686 downtown Shatterin. You need up do you out there, Jack? About time for a fresh hairdo?
Yeah, you know, I just got a haircut, but I could go for a change of pace, for sure.
6:12 left. Our second quarter has kind of slowed down compared to, well, maybe not. I guess we've only been playing second quarter for about 10 minutes. But Arthur Kelly with the second and 20 situation here after the batted pass by Talon Smith. And you can tell this Hayspring squad playing with a bit of a chip right now. Again, they didn't have the start to the season that they would have liked to have with a full, healthy team. Now that they're all healthy, and now we have a timeout.
First official sign out.
Arthur County is going to load things up to the right here. And we're trying to fix equipment and jerseys and whatnot. Make sure everybody looks good. Arthur is going to load the formation to the near side. See if they try. They have a lot of field open to the far side. Storr, pressure coming, and he's going to slip into the open, makes the cut. There goes Storr down the sideline, and he's going to be dropped out of bounds. And Arthur Kelly, for the first time today, comes up with a big play.
Yeah, you can tell they're feeling better about that one. I mean, I think they needed that fresh set of downs if they're planning on doing something on offense today.
And Hay Springs was content to leave that side of the field wide open, and Arthur makes them pay. Pilakowski back to the near side. Pressure coming. Pilakowski gets to the open and then drops. He will pick up another 9 yards on the play. Brings up second and six, and Arthur County has come to life.
Yeah, and it feels like they're going a little fast-paced, trying to maybe catch Hay Springs off guard with these big plays, and it seems to be working so far.
On second and six, option. No, screen play. Almost picked off. That one's batted. And are they going to call it a fumble? Yes. They're going to call that a fumble recovered by Hay Springs. And they're going to give it to the Hawks.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. I could have just as easily seen that being an incomplete pass.
I could have, yeah. You know, I think rules still apply in all football.
It's got to be a catch.
It's got to be a catch. It's got to be a football move, correct?
Yeah.
And I don't know. That one's debatable for sure.
They called a fumble on the field. Hay Springs recovers at the 10-yard line of their own, and you could put a drive here together. 5:50 left before halftime. I formation, Young under center. The turn, the toss, the counter goes to Mencken up the middle. He's going to be dropped for no gain, maybe a short loss on the play. Goodness gracious. Last time it was Hay Springs with the turnover, six mm-hmm. of them. So far today, Arthur Kelly has had three of them. Hay Springs has had one. But those Arthur Kelly turnovers just come at the wrong. There's never a good time.
There's never a good time.
But they just, you know what, they just have come at the worst of times.
Especially when there's no points on the board. You're really feeling the momentum. You got to score there if you're Arthur Kelly.
Second and 15, Hay Springs, the toss. Raymer. Cuts inside, and he will be drugged down out to the 14-yard line. I'll bring up third down and 11. Got to get out to the 25 to move the chains. And, you know, even if nothing else here, Raymer's kind of coming off a little gimp towards the sideline. Maybe an arm got pinched in there.
Yeah, it looks like he's favoring his right arm a little bit, maybe hand.
If nothing, though, you just you drain this clock a little bit, even if you have to punt it back.
Right.
Be content draining the clock and then trying to push Arthur back to the other end of the field. Play clock under 10, though. You can't get a delay of game here. Clock down to 5, down to 4, down to 3. Young turns. The toss goes to Mencken. Mencken makes the cut, spins, and he's going to get about two. They bring out fourth down and nine. Clock down to 4:10 here in the second half, and Hay Springs gets the ball to start the third quarter.
That's right, and that's huge here. I mean, even if you allow a score, I think you do feel better about that, and you don't really allow that energy that Arthur can build up at the end of this first half to carry over.
Fourth down, Hunter McDonald's going to punt it away, and you do have a wind coming from the west, so you'd be punting into a bit of a breeze here. See if Hunter McDonald can get a good boot into this one. Fourth down. The snap, the toss, McDonald will punt that one away. That will be fielded on the run for Arthur County into the open, and then a big hit right down here in front, and we're going to have a flag. A late flag after the play, and Arthur County's, or Hay Springs is acting like this is against them.
Another thing you can't have here, Jeremy, giving them free yardage.
And we will get our call here, and I believe this is going to be a personal foul on Arthur Hay Springs, so you're going to get an extra 15 yards on top of this. It's going to be first and goal down at about the six now. And this, it was 3.5 to go before halftime. This is the last thing you wanted.
Yeah, a big mental mistake there. And like I said, you can't give them any free yardage this late in the first half after how well you've been playing.
Excuse me, the ball is at the 26, not the 21. So it's down to the, they're going to mark it at about the 13, I guess. So now first down, still first and goal. The toss back. Storer wants to take off with it, breaks one tackle to the middle. Storer will get to the end zone for an Arthur County touchdown from 13 yards out.
Colin Storer, number 14, gets the fire goal.
So the 13-yard run for Storer with 3:22 left in the first half, and it's 30-6. Arthur is now just spreading Hay Springs out, making them run from behind. That kick is up. That one looks good. And it is 30-8.
Hay Springs 30.
Hay Springs still has the lead, but Arthur County strikes. We're back in 30 on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
The Farmers Co-op knows the importance of teamwork when things are going well and when not. Like during a game, you can run into a dry patch and pull through on top. It's teamwork that makes it happen. The Farmers Co-op is aware of their responsibility as a team player and to pull through this dry patch. They suggest early calf weaning as a method of saving the grass and cow's condition. Farmers Co-op is at the ready to customize crate feed or bunk diet blends. At Farmers Co-op, they believe in Hawk Country teamwork.
Back into the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Arthur County scores on a Storer 13-yard scramble. Talon Storer. One Hawk had a chance at him. That was Gage Mencken. And Storer put his foot in the ground, turned up field. And I know it's 30-8, but I'd say game on.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you try to push the ball downfield. I think you try to answer.
That one is booted away, and that will be a touchback. Nice kick. Very nice kick. The touchback will give the ball to Hay Springs out at their own 15-yard line. And we'll see what the Hawks can come up with here. They were getting a push early, and you're not seeing that push. And maybe you take a page out of Arthur County's book. Try to
spread them out.
Spread everybody out a little bit. Hay Springs, again, was getting a push early on. And aren't getting that push. 30-8 your score. Again, this one far from over if you know either of these teams. Far from over. First down and 15. Hay Springs from their own 15. The turn, the toss. The toss downfield complete to McDonald. Hunter McDonald gets out across the 35. Went up and high pointed it.
Really good hands from McDonald there. And not being satisfied. He got about four extra yards there after the catch, getting at the act.
Clock running at 3:10 here. So now Hayes Springs at least out of the doldrums of their own end zone.
Right. I think you needed that to, I mean, if nothing else, mentally get back to where you were.
Young under center, Raymer and Mencken in the backfield. First and 15 from the Hayes Springs 35. The toss goes to Mencken. Wants to pass again across the middle to Young. Young makes the catch and is dropped after a gain of about a yard on the play. Raymer was breaking open, but it took too long for Raymer to get into that route, and Mencken had to get rid of the ball.
Yeah, a lot of pressure and just couldn't find a man.
Hayes Springs trying to answer Arthur County's first touchdown of the ball game. 30-8, Hayes Springs leads it, but in six-man football, that doesn't mean a whole lot.
No, it doesn't.
Second down and 13 here for Hayes Springs. Young under center, the turn, the give to Raymer, spins out of one tackle, is pushed forward out to the 39 of Hayes Springs, a gain of about 3 on the play, brings up third down and a long situation of 11 here. And now a timeout, and Arthur County's thinking, we want the ball back.
Yeah, and I think it's definitely doable. I'm a little surprised by the timeout call for Hayes Springs, but
that was Arthur County that called the timeout.
Oh.
Yeah, they're like I said, they're thinking, we want the ball back.
Hey, I'm the math guy, and, you know, you're the timeout guy, I guess, so.
Timeout's brought to you by T Solana Boutique in Chandron. Hayes Springs again, and they've kind of changed up what they're doing a little bit here. You know, they were content kind of running the trap play early on, got some things from Dylan Raymer, Gage Mencken, and have since kind of gone away from that, trying to get to the edges. And part of that is Arthur County's doing a great job, whereas Hayes Springs is kind of keeping their backers into the middle. Arthur's kind of spreading out towards the edges. They're going to get somebody out on that edge to run down whoever's on the corner there. But with the ball, let's see if we don't simply run a Hayes Springs on trying to run a toss sweep here. But Arthur's doing a great job. Again, watch where their backers line up. Just kind of hedging to the outside. You see them, the wide split out here, and just kind of a semicircle around that Hayes Springs offense. The turn play action. Young wants to fire it. Leaves it off for Raymer. The catch! Raymer down inside the 10. Nope, they're going to mark him at the 12. They're going to say he stepped out at the 12 of Arthur County, but a big pitch and catch for Hayes Springs.
And you said earlier Raymer didn't have enough time to create space there, so good job by him of creating that separation, using his speed and letting his man find him downfield.
State hurdler in his time at Hayes Springs,
mm-hmm.
and showing some of that speed right there. Now if you're Hayes Springs with a minute 45 left, you can keep it back on the ground here a little bit. First down, the give. Mencken run up the middle. Bowling through, gets inside the 10, down to about the 8-yard line. We're kind of in an odd angle here. We're sitting to the right of the crow's nest here and on a land, kind of a landing spot, I guess. And so it's hard to tell the lines exactly, but it kind of stay the 8-yard line. And if you're Hayes Springs, you'd love nothing more than to punch one in right before half and then get the ball back.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think you try to maybe use the clock a little bit here, use those downs, and like you said, get some points on the board before half.
Young under center. The turn, the toss. Mencken has to reverse field. He's all sorts of bottled up, but the pile pushes forward, and he still gets a yard out of it.
Wow. Strong runner, Gage. And that was all Gage Mencken there. I mean, carried three or four guys.
But now it's third down and goal from the 7. Clock down to 45 seconds here. I'd say you run it one more time. Maybe call a timeout. Maybe either decide pass or run to the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do, you don't put the ball back in Arthur County's hands.
That's right, especially not with this much time on the clock. And that means taking care of the ball as well.
20 seconds left on the clock. Play action. Man open to the end zone. Raymer caught. Touchdown, Hayes Springs. Dylan Young to Dylan Raymer from 7 yards out.
And I think they just Scott Arthur County expecting to run. Like you said, Jeremy, thought they might run it one more time, burn some more clock, and they did not at all come away with the point.
That makes it 36-8, the two-point kick attempt here for Hay Springs. Snap, the hold looks good. The kick is up. That looks good as well. And it is 38-8. Hay Springs with 15 seconds left here. As we get close to the top of the 2 o'clock hour. This first half hasn't been so bad. Moved right along. Potter Dix getting ready to kick off against Lincoln Parkview Christian. This winner will play that winner next Friday with the shot at Kearney on the line.
Yep.
38-8, your score, back to a 30-point lead. Here's the deal. Maybe I'm too worrisome. Jet would probably say that, actually.
I can agree. Yeah.
There's still 15 seconds left here in the second quarter.
Well, you know, both teams are explosive. You can't leave anything to chance. I think you might keep it on the ground again just to prevent any worry.
And now Arthur County's bringing everybody up. And you know what I'd tell Hunter McDonald?
Boot it.
Boot it. Here's the approach, the kickoff. No, they're going to squib it. That one bounces. Arthur's going to have it. They pitch it back and give it to Pilakowski. He's got all sorts of room. Far side, Pilakowski. Down the sideline, makes the cut. Still into the open, and Arthur County returns the kickoff.
Wow.
With 1 second left, and that is exactly what I was talking about.
Cannot have that.
Pilakowski, 55 yards on the kickoff return.
It ain't over till we say it's over. Let's go. Out the top of the PAT kick, number 20, Jason Ant.
Again, that's why, you know, you say keep it on the ground there, and they try to do that squib kick, and a smart job by the up back for Arthur. Tossed it to Pilakowski.
Yeah, knowing your guy and who can make the play there. And, yeah, like you said, smart play, pitching it back and jumping away with the points right before half. Wow.
That makes it 38-16 with 1 second left in the first half. Oh, man, that's why I said you just don't know.
You never know.
A great job.
In football, right?
Right, basketball on dirt. Goodness gracious. Pilakowski, the 55-yard kickoff return to take us pretty much into the half, unless Hay Springs has to. I don't, you know.
We can't call it too soon anymore.
If you're Hay Springs, though, I'd almost say be content, whatever happens, kneel it.
Yeah, I wouldn't try anything fancy here. If you got an open lane, you take it, but I'm not pitching it through the air or anything crazy.
So Arthur County will boot it away here. Be Jason Hanna to kick it away, and he does, and that thing will go through the end zone for a touchback.
And it gets us into the end zone.
Do you try to go deep here once? Try to get Talon Smith or Dylan Raymer?
Dylan Raymer has been good. He's been able to create space, and maybe you do.
Or on the other side of that, do you say, let's not risk an interception? Let's keep things, and this is kind of a kneel-down formation here. So Young's going to kneel it and take us to half. The snap. The kneel, we're at half. 38-16, Hay Springs, but Arthur County strikes. After Hay Springs scores, Arthur County returns the ensuing kickoff, 38-16 at the half. We're back with your Shatter Insurance Halftime Show next on KBPY.
When you can't seem to elude the aches and pains of life, it's time to give Dr. Greg Wheeler at Hay Springs Chiropractic a visit. A proud supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, Dr. Wheeler will treat folks of any age, from youngsters to those that have a little more life experience under their belts. Hay Springs Chiropractic is also certified with Medicare, the VA, and most other insurances as well, allowing your care to be their top priority. Let Hay Springs Chiropractic help you get back to feeling like you again. Check them out at 129 Main Street in Hay Springs or call 308-207-2757.
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing. Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hay Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hay Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hay Springs Hawks school academic, theatrical, and athletic events and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Back into the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth, right half, 38-16. Hay Springs leads Arthur County, but not without some second quarter fireworks. Hay Springs led 14-0 after a quarter. They had forced a couple of three and outs from Arthur County, and you get going, and then Arthur County has the ball. They're getting ready to punt. Dylan Young picks off a pitch in the middle of the air, returns it for a touchdown. Gage Minkin comes back 30-0 at that point, but we kept saying it's never
you
over.
Can't be content.
With 3:22 left in the second quarter, at that point it was Talon Storr. Got in from 13 yards out, but Hay Springs did a nice job responding. Dylan Young found Dylan Raymer 7 yards out with 15 seconds left in the half. Went back up 38-8, and you're thinking, okay, that's perfect to go into halftime and get the ball back after half. But Dane Pilakowski returned the kickoff for a touchdown, and that's where we're at with 38-16, your halftime score. Basically a three-touchdown lead, but, you know, the two-point kicks skew that a little bit. Yep. Hay Springs does get the ball here, and, you know, I mentioned it after Storr scored that Hay Springs just kind of needed to get to the half.
Yeah, yeah, you did, and I agreed with you, you know, but like I said, I think you tried to answer. They did offensively, play calling. I think that's as good a job as you can do to get the points and run the clock down. 15 seconds?
You're not thinking – you're thinking, okay, kickoff. But credit to Arthur County. Hay Springs got the ball where they wanted to on kickoff. The up man got it, started rumbling with it, and then pitched it back to Pilakowski, and Pilakowski did the rest.
Yeah, it was a smart play overall by Arthur County, knowing what guy is going to be, you know, make the play. What guy is going to get to the end zone, find Pilakowski, of course, and he does.
We're at the half, 38-16. We'll take a break. Halftime news coming up when we come back on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, rather you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414. When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks.
Your halftime news update is brought to you by Shattered Insurance. Shattered Insurance has you covered. I'm John Axtell. Alliance police say a 6.5-hour standoff at a house treated as a hostage situation ended peacefully shortly after midnight this morning when a mother who'd been holding her teenage son went outside and surrendered. Details, including charges and the names of the woman and her son, are expected to be released later today. Alliance Police Sergeant Tim Peterson told KNEB News that Nebraska State Patrol negotiators had worked with the woman for several hours before convincing her to surrender. State Patrol SWAT team was on the scene, but no shots were fired. Sergeant Peterson says the incident began a little before 5:30 when officers were called to make a welfare check at a residence in a mobile home park. Officers were greeted at the door by the woman who pointed a gun at them and threatened to fire. Officers retreated and called for backup with the Nebraska State Patrol, Nebraska Game and Parks Conservation officers, and sheriff deputies from Box Butte, Scotts Bluff, and Garden counties responding. Peterson says the woman had her child in the residence, so the incident was handled as a hostage situation. Alliance dispatchers initiated the Code Red alert system shortly after 6 o'clock with an advisory to shelter in place, aiming for just the area around the residence, but Peterson says it accidentally went citywide. The alert was reissued around 8:40, shrinking the coverage area and advising the public to stay clear of the area. A man caught in a sex trafficking sting during last year's Sturgis motorcycle rally has been sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. 62-year-old Donald Lawn of Deadwood pled guilty to a single charge of attempted enticement of a minor using the Internet. A former Bayard man charged in a multi-million-dollar bank fraud case has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison in order to pay over $5 million in restitution to First Interstate Bank. 64-year-old George Lycos had accepted a plea agreement in June, pled guilty to one count of bank fraud, with prosecutors dropping four similar charges. Sentencing was originally set for September, but was delayed over a disagreement on the amount of restitution. It didn't take long Wednesday for a Nebraska Legislative Committee hearing on the effectiveness of public health safety policies from the height of the COVID-19 pandemic to settle into a pattern of thrust and parry by opponents and supporters of the policies. The roughly four-hour hearing saw the use of masks, mandatory shutdowns, and the effectiveness of COVID vaccines repeatedly questioned by first-year State Senator Brian Hardin of Gehring and the study committee chairman, Senator Ben Hansen of Blair. Most of those who testified, including members of Nebraska's medical organizations, representatives of government emergency response agencies, defended the actions. And it's a doubleheader weekend for the Shadron State College Music Department, with free concerts tonight and Sunday afternoon. Tonight at 7, it's the CSC Wind Symphony and the Community Band in Memorial Hall. Community Band starts the concert, then gives way to the Wind Symphony. Sunday afternoon at 3 in the Shadron Arts Center, it's the College Concert Choir and the Shadron Community Chorus. That's our halftime news brought to you by Shattered Insurance. Shattered Insurance has you covered. I'm John Axtell.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattered Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattered Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414. Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or, of course, fill her up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well.
The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers and Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware. The Farmers Co-op knows the importance of teamwork when things are going well and when not. Like during a game, you can run into a dry patch and pull through on top. It's teamwork that makes it happen. The Farmers Co-op is aware of their responsibility as a team player and to pull through this dry patch. They suggest early calf weaning as a method of saving the grass and cow's condition. Farmers Co-op is at the ready to customize crate feed or bunk diet blends. At Farmers Co-op, they believe in Hawk Country teamwork.
When you can't seem to elude the aches and pains of life, it's time to give Dr. Greg Wheeler at Hay Springs Chiropractic a visit. A proud supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, Dr. Wheeler will treat folks of any age, from youngsters to those that have a little more life experience under their belts. Hay Springs Chiropractic is also certified with Medicare, the VA, and most other insurances as well, allowing your care to be their top priority. Let Hay Springs Chiropractic help you get back to feeling like you again. Check them out at 129 Main Street in Hay Springs or call 308-207-2757.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
Back out here as we are set to kick off the second half from Arthur. Hay Springs leads at 38-16, but again, Arthur found some momentum there in the second quarter. We'll see how things continue on here. Hay Springs will move right to left, and we are underway in the second half. And returnable ball, no, it's into the end zone. Our third quarter brought to you by Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office in Chadron. Hay Springs will start at their own 15-yard line, and we shall see how this goes. It would definitely benefit Hay Springs, put together a 3 or 4 minute drive here to open the quarter that ends in six.
Yeah, and I think ending in six is probably the most important part here, right? I mean, crucial possession starting half and setting the tone for the rest of these two quarters.
Young under center, Minkin the lone back, play action, Young rolls, needs help, throws it out of the flats, it's incomplete, a flag comes in, I think. We're going to have a hold call, and if this is a holding, Hay Springs is going to be back at their own end zone.
Yeah, these penalties that have been costly and unnecessary, you know?
The thing I wonder is why you're passing your first play the second half when the first thing you need to do is get that clock running.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's my only question is why are you passing here, and it's going to be half the distance, going to mark it back at about the 7-yard line of Hay Springs, and so now we'll replay first down, but still, same concept. Put the ball on the ground and, try to get through the second half as quickly as possible.
Yeah, hold on to the lead. Don't let up. And if you can't put a lot of points on the board, that's all right. Just use the clock.
First down and a long ways. Bumble snap. It's loose, and Arthur County's going to get it. Dylan Young pulled away from center before he had the ball. And Arthur County comes up with it.
That is the worst possible thing that can happen.
The penalty followed by the fumble. And now Arthur County's at first and goal. 8 seconds into the third quarter from the 6-yard line.
That is the worst possible start you can have if you're Hay Springs.
Let's see what Arthur County comes out with here on first and goal now as the momentum is turned. Started late second quarter, the turn, the handoff, Pilakowski up the middle. Pilakowski pushes forward, and he fumbles it. Daddy's fumbled on the goal line. Or are they going to mark him down? They'll mark him at the one, and now they're going to talk about it. They're talking about it, and this could be Hay Springs' ball. And they will. It'll be Hay Springs' ball. He fumbled on the goal line.
Wow. A big mistake, but also really not great field position if you're Hay Springs, and you've already had some miscues.
And now the officials are getting together again, and they discuss the fumble.
Looking at the spot, I think, here, Jeremy.
And I'm not sure. Are they going to say one official blew it dead? So it'll be second down, and they're going to move the ball back.
I'm really not sure what happened there, Jeremy.
We're replaying first down? The down happened.
Well, yeah, it was a play. I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss.
They give it to Pilakowski. Pilakowski shedding tackles. Then he's gang tackled back at the 9. I'm not sure what it was. The pile kept moving, and even if they'd have said no, he was down at the goal line, okay.
Yeah.
But a play happened.
Bringing it back to the original line of scrimmage and right. Replaying the down, I don't follow.
Yeah, I don't follow that at all either. Receivers, two to the near side, to the wide side of the field. Second down and goal, high snap, goes to Storr. Storr scrambles, looks to the end zone. That one is broken up by Dylan Raymer. And now it's third and goal.
And Dylan Raymer knew what he was doing right there.
I think Raymer thought he was going to have an interception and a lot of room in front of him.
Yeah, and he was giving the receiver some space and giving a good look to Storer, and he bit, but just couldn't capitalize on it.
Again, we had a play run down to the goal line. The ball was either out or the runner was down, but they negate the play, bring it back, and now it's third and goal from the 9 for Arthur County. Here's Storer, wants to run with it. Storer takes off, has plenty of room, and he is thrown into the end zone. That's a touchdown for Storer. Storer scores from 9 yards out. And that is the last thing Hay Springs needed. And a nice job of Arthur County, the aggressiveness. They get the fumble. Not sure what happened at the goal line, but Arthur County came out and threw the big swing they needed to. 2-point kick, high snap, kick is up, and that one is through. And it is 38-24. Arthur County cuts it down to a 2-touchdown deficit. With 8:40 left in the third quarter, we're back in 30 on KBPY and chatrad.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitzen Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Back out here is Arthur County, has cut it to 38-24 off the miscues from Hay Springs. Hawks fumbled. They received the opening kickoff of the third quarter, and it's just been, Arthur County has outscored Hay Springs 24-8 since the Hawks went up 30-0.
Take over.
Need to figure out how to swap touch. You need 6.
If you can't stop them, then you got to answer. Best defense is good offense, Jeremy.
See what the Hawks come out with here. And like I said, I'm surprised they went to the air. They had some success there in the second quarter going downfield. But to come out your first play, try to go downfield, and then you come back after a penalty, and fumble the ball.
Especially when you got such a big lead, right? You want to get the clock started, and let's see what they do here.
Arthur County has it down to a 2-touchdown deficit. Hayes brings up 38-24 the turn. The toss, Mencken lots of room on the far side. Mencken down the sideline. Mencken trying to break tackles. Gets ushered out at the 38-yard line, 37. And that's exactly what Hayes Springs needs.
Yeah.
And find, stay with that.
Find Mencken on the edge and let him use his speed. Let him take off and get some more points on the board. Build this lead back up.
Again, 38-24. It's going to be who, you know, the name of the game is who can score more points, obviously. But I think Hayes Springs might have to get up into the 50s to win this ball game.
They very well could. I mean, as like you said, Arthur County's answered 24-8. They've outscored Hayes Springs.
First down, 15. Young under center. The turn, the give. Raymer right up the middle. Raymer pushes inside the 40 to the 39. A nice gain of 6 on first down. And the clock runs. You know, we're only a minute 40 into this third quarter, and a lot has happened.
A lot has happened. And like we've said all day, six-man football. Unpredictable as ever.
Second down here. Hopefully you've enjoyed the broadcast this afternoon. Third quarter brought to you by Price and Schaefer. Formation strong to the near side. Young under center. Takes the ball, tosses, Mencken, left side, cuts through a hole, breaks the tackle, gets down inside the 30, going to be about a yard short of a first down. Will bring up third down and one. The clock continues to run here. And this is what Hayes Springs needed to come out with.
Absolutely. This should have been the game plan all half, really. If you can answer, you stick with it.
Arthur County making some changes on their defensive front. They're going to bring some size in up front now. We'll see Hayes brings down a straight eye formation. Mencken dots the eye. Young takes it up the middle to Raymer. Raymer puts his head down and gets a first down. Smart, easy play there for Hayes Springs, enough to just get the first down. Ball is spotted, and the clock runs. And that's the thing. If you can come out and answer with the touchdown, you negate the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Of giving one up to Arthur County, but you got to kind of, even though you're ahead, you're still kind of playing catch-up in a sense.
Yeah.
Or playing keep-up.
Playing keep-up, I think, is, yeah, the right word
right
there.
First down and 15. Hayes Springs on the Arthur County 27-yard line. Young turns the toss. Mencken wants to throw it. Has McDonald wide open. McDonald the catch. Hayes Springs the touchdown. Cage Mencken finds Hunter McDonald. From 27 yards out. Beautiful play call. And now the two-point kick attempt. The high snap. McDonald's going after it, and he's just going to roll on it. It'll be 44-24. With 6:42 left in the third, regardless, 6 points that Hayes Springs desperately needed, Jet.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, a little bit of a surprise they went to the air, but they come away with 6, and that's all you really need to do. Play keep up.
The lead back out to 3 scores here for Hayes Springs with 6:42 to go in this third quarter. Third quarter brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office. Trying to find a Potter Dix score for you as we go too. They're playing Lincoln Parkview Christian. And somewhere, you know, there's an app for that, Jet.
There's an app for everything these days.
Hayes Springs will kick it off. And Hayes Springs has yet to kick it deep. And obviously we know why. The issues they've had. Parkview Christian up 22-0 on Potter Dix in the second quarter. That one squibbed. They're going to toss it back to Pilakowski. Pilakowski near side, breaks tackles, and is finally tackled out of bounds at the 38. So that now you know no matter how you kick it, they're going to get the ball to Dane Pilakowski.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you can you can kind of use that later in the game if you need to know where to put the ball. If you're going to squib it, get it away from him.
Arthur County back on offense now. First down and 15. Two receivers to the left side. The toss back. Storer runs near side. He's just going to take off and run with it. And he is bulldogged down by Jordan Anderson. No gain on the play. Nice job by Jordan Anderson. 6'3", 190-pound senior coming up and making the hit. They'll give him about half a yard there. Brings up second down. Arthur County is going to spread it out now. Two receivers each side. Storer in the shotgun. This should be a quick pass right across the middle. Picked up by that is Wenzel over there. And a nice job hanging on to the ankle over there by Dylan Raymer, waiting for the rest of his team.
Yeah, if you can't bring him down, you let your buddies take care of the business as long as you keep him in the same spot.
So it brings up third down and about, we say 11 here, Jet?
Yeah.
Third down and 11.
Around 11.
But the new factors you have to watch for Talon Storer to take off and run. Third down, the toss goes back to Storer. Hey, Spring's going to be a little more cautious across the middle, man wide open. Catch is made, tackle not made as Raymer goes down out of bounds and a touchdown for Jason Hanna.
And it looks like Dylan Raymer is down on the far sideline now.
You could see that coming across the middle. He was limping already. And
yeah, something looked wrong there.
Storer finds Hanna. And that one was for about 37 yards. That comes with 5:17 left here in the third quarter. And again, the last thing you need, maybe it's cramps. You're running and you cramp up across the middle. Your leg tightens up.
Yeah, and there's not a lot you can do, so hopefully that's it. He's jogging off the field now.
But Raymer was a step behind, and you could tell he struggled to catch up, but Arthur County strikes again, and it's 44-30. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And that makes it 44-32. And now it's down to 12, Jet.
Yeah, again, you got to answer. Find a way to answer and bleed more clock. I think you try to go away from passing the ball and just keep it on the ground as much as you can.
You can see assistant coach Jacob Lemon in the huddle trying to fire up his guys. Again, Hay Springs was up 30-0 at one point. It's 44-32. Arthur County, again, has outscored Hay Springs 32-14 since the three-minute mark of the second quarter. And that's crazy to think about.
It is. I mean, with the way this game started, Arthur County has really rebounded very well.
Raymer's trying to get stretched out here on the sideline. Tripp Bittner back. And I'm not going to lie, be nice when we get to the fourth, and Hay Springs might have this wind a little bit too. Arthur County played to the wind in both the second and third quarters, and he almost feels like he can just get through this quarter and get that win back. Be helpful. This one is away. That one's a sideways kick. Going to bounce, and Bittner's going to pick it up at the goal line. To the 5, to the 10. 15 makes the man miss, and he's driven out of bounds. Out at about the 17-yard line, 18-yard line for Tripp Bittner, an 18-yard return. And that's where Hay Springs will take over. First and 15.
Good return there, and probably could have let it bounce into the end zone, but Bittner, he's been wanting a shot at the ball all day, so good to see him get his opportunity.
44-32, Hay Springs the lead. 5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Again, this has been a crazy game, to say the least. Hay Springs led 30-0 at one point. Arthur County has responded. Young in the shotgun. Straight drop. looks, has a man out there. It is going to be incomplete. Here on the near side, he had Jordan Anderson all by himself, but he looked straight right to Talon Smith. Talon Smith tried to come back on it, incomplete. Here comes Raymer back into the ball game after being stretched out, and it'll be second down. And the other thing he can't do is turn it right back to Arthur County here.
Yeah, got to take care of the ball. Ball security, first and foremost, especially when you're just hanging on to the lead, it feels like.
On second down, Young under center. The turn, the toss, Menken right up the middle, gets out across the 20 to about the 21-yard line, brings up third and long. Ball back towards the middle of the field. Hay Springs moving right to left. And that clock just seems like it's moving so slow right now.
It does. And part of that is passing and incomplete passes. And like I said, I was surprised to see them throw on their first play of this drive. And now we've got a long
third
down.
We've said that a few times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fumble and then the ensuing touchdown for Arthur Kelly when maybe you should have started on. And it's easy for us to say up here.
It is. It is.
But third down and long. Young turns. Play action. Looking out in the flat. Throws it up. Has a man out there. It is incomplete. Anderson couldn't quite get to it. Anderson kind of had to cut off his route. Would have been past the six. Instead, Hay Springs going to punt for the second time today. And that's with 4:12 left in the third quarter.
And into the wind, Jeremy.
And into the wind. So now Hay Springs will punt it away. On fourth down, the toss back. Problems for McDonald. Wants to pass. Chucks it up. That one's a free ball. And it's incomplete. And Arthur's going to get it at their own, or at the Hay Springs 20. You try to throw a lob up into the wind.
And it was a good ball. Had plenty of air time. Let some of his guys get under it, but nobody can just track it down. And Arthur knows, fourth down, all they got to do is make sure nobody catches it.
So now it's first down and 15 for Arthur County from the Hay Springs 20. The turn, Storer. Pressure coming. Storer now going to take off and run with it. Storer will be gathered. They're going to give him the 12, and Dylan Raymer's going to come back out. That leg's tightened back up on him. And now you have another hawk down. Cramping issues becoming a problem for Hay Springs. Someone should have slipped some bananas in the pregame diet today,
yeah,
Chet.
That's right. Superfood.
So we have a timeout here. Our timeout's brought to you by T Salon and Boutique. But you have Raymer being worked on, stretched out on the sideline, and then the Hay Springs Hawk being stretched out right at about the 15-yard line. Arthur County, though, is trying to make this one-score game here. With 3:47 left in the third, you think again it was 30-0. Everything was going Hay Springs' way, mm-hmm. And then when Storer finally got into the end zone with a little over 3 minutes left in the second quarter, that's when Arthur County, the light bulb kind of came on, and that's when things started
they took off
falling,
from there.
Yeah,
yep.
Falling apart. 2nd down. You can still see Raymer favoring Kemp over here. Storer going to take off and run with it. Storer slips in one tackle and is tackled. And Storer not happy with how Menken dropped him, but it's going to be 3rd down at about 3.
4 yards on the play.
And see if Hay Springs can get him to 4th down here. Storer, a nice little keeper. Again, that's something they stayed away from that for a while. And then again, that's something they kind of, I don't know if Coach said, okay, we got to open up the playbook a little more, dig further here, because what we wanted to do isn't working. And they made Storer a viable option at backfield.
Yeah, and it's been a good adjustment so far.
The turn, the toss. Pilakowski looks for the left end. Pilakowski met and dropped by Talon Storer.
They're talented.
Two talents on the field.
I know. I know. It's fourth down. It happens, all right? You just get to the plane. You start throwing. You make up names.
This man has gone from 11-man and traveled hundreds of miles in the past week. It's been a rough one for you.
Nice little two-hour, 10-minute jaunt down here to Arthur today. It's been a good one, though. Clock down at 2:25, and it's fourth down. Hay Springs needs to get a stop here. Arthur's trying to get to the five. Storer turns. Play action to the end zone. That one is kicked. Dylan Young, the interception, and returns it out to the 9-yard line. And if I was him, I almost would have just
batted that one down. Maybe loses 2 yards on that one, but Hay Springs gets the ball regardless, and that is a big, big stop, Jeremy.
That is the fourth turnover of the day for Arthur County. Hay Springs still just at one, I believe.
No, two.
Two.
Had the interception and then the goal line fumble.
So the turnovers have really been the difference here in this ball game. Young under center takes the snap, turn the toss. Menken wants to reverse field. Menken ain't going anywhere. Gets thrown forward, maybe a yard. They're not going to give it to him. It's going to be a no gain. And I'm surprised Gage didn't try to kind of beat to the corner there a little bit. Instead, made the cut.
Yeah, I thought he had a couple of blocks and maybe a man to beat, but didn't like the look.
Instead, cuts back into the teeth of the defense and brings up second and long. Now Gage Menken being stretched out here on the sideline. Clock down to a minute 30. And now a deep four. You got to be careful with this formation where Young is standing inside his own end zone. It's a bobble snap. Bobble snap, and it's loose. And Arthur County's going to recover it. And it shouldn't be because Young touched it when he was laying out of bounds. That's the call here. Young made contact with the ball laying out of the back of the end zone. And if he's out of bounds, if anything, this is a safety.
Safety, I would think.
If anything, this is a safety. This would be a safety, and I'm losing papers. Oh, it's coming back. Oh. And we just lost one of our sponsor papers, so we apologize for that. It's off into the great yonder. But if he touches it out of bounds, that should be a safety.
That's what I would think the ruling would be, and they're thoroughly talking it over. Had a couple of tough calls today for this officiating.
Had the ball, then he let it slip. If this is a touchdown, though, oh my!
If you're Hay Springs, what would you rather have?
You give up the touchdown, get the ball back. But like I said, I was nervous about that formation.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that. And as such, we'll see. Like I said, in my opinion, this should be a safety.
Jeremy, this third quarter has just kind of felt like a Murphy's Law.
Everything that could does.
Yeah.
And the officials are still discussing it. And the longer this goes, I think you're going to see an Arthur County touchdown.
Yeah, and that was the initial ruling, correct?
No, there was no ruling. It was a touchback.
Oh.
Which you can't have a touchback on this end. It's either a safety.
Yeah, that doesn't quite work.
You're either getting a safety or a touchdown. The correct call is a safety. And so Arthur County gets the safety, and that makes it a 10-point lead with a minute 17 left here in the third quarter. And Hay Springs is hanging on for dear life, Jet Rasmussen.
Yeah, and like we've said, it's just been Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. They've had, in the most crucial moment, huge turnovers. And
that is now three turnovers. We call that a turnover, a fumble.
Yep,
resulted in
a
safety.
A
and, again, that's the correct call.
It is, yeah.
The safety, here's the bad thing. Arthur County gets 2 points, and now you're giving them the ball back.
That's right. So and your defense stop here is huge.
The defense hasn't really been able to slow them down here in this second half. Absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. And Hay Springs will have to free kick it away from their 15-yard line. And now you look at Dane Pilakowski back here.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving him a lot of free space to roam here.
Yeah, and I think this might be one where do you squib it?
Well, you're going to punt it. I don't know. Maybe a rollout punt?
Something.
I don't know how you're allowed if you have to stay stationary. You know, I'll be honest, there's a few things I still don't, you know,
right,
would understand. But are you allowed? And I think Hunter McDonald wants the tee. Nice hop, skip, and a jump by the ball boy. That tee bounced right to him. So they're going to indeed kick it away here. You have the choice to either punt it or kick it. But, again, the more serious question, you have Dane Pilakowski standing on his own 25. McDonald will squib this away, taken by the up man, and a hard hit, and Dylan Raymer is down on the ground, slow to get up. Kind of took one of those jolts to the shoulder.
Right. A little stinger or something.
And the coach is going to help him to the sideline. First down, 15, Arthur County, from the 30-yard line. And so now, I'm not sure what we're doing.
If we could have some of the fire department EMTs come out, we need some assistance over here on the...
So now they're asking for medical assistance over here on the Hay Springs sideline. Dylan Raymer sitting down here on the sideline, and Arthur EMT's coming over now. Raymer took a hard hit.
He did.
Got his shoulder down, and you could see the kind of the jolt that Dylan Raymer took.
And I think, I don't know, maybe it's his head that they're looking at. Maybe a concussion is, you can't rule it out here after a hard hit like that.
So now the bigger importance here is you got a minute 14 left before we flip ends of the field. And Hay Springs would love nothing more than to go back to the east again. That's where they saw most of their success was going east. And EMTs are still walking over. And we'll see. Officials just kind of at a standstill. And they're going to ask Raymer to slide back maybe away from the action so we can continue play here. First down, 15, Arthur County. Hay Springs, a 10-point lead. Minute 14 left in the third quarter. This game has been absolutely insane. Storer with pressure coming. Storer fires it. That one is caught off the tip. Oh, my goodness. The catch by Tucker Rudd makes the catch down to the 6. It was batted away. Grabs it out of the air and gets down to the 6-yard line.
Just takes a perfect bounce for Rutt. It falls in his lap, really, and he's got plenty open room there. I'm surprised that that wasn't a score.
The toss to Pilakowski. Pressure coming. Jordan Anderson there and makes the stop on Pilakowski. That'll be second down and goal. That was an incredible catch.
It was.
Just a good play by Rutt to concentrate. It was. I don't even know that he was looking for it, but his hands were out and it just kind of
fell right into his hand.
Clock down to 40 seconds here, third quarter. This has been an exciting one. Second down, Storer in the shotgun, turn the toss, Pilakowski pressure, comes ball down, and Hay Springs has it. Pilakowski fumbles. And Chip Bittner, the freshman, recovers the fumble.
And he is excited about that one.
Jet, you got the defibrillator in your bag there?
You need one? With this game, it's Oh, my goodness. How big is that?
And now another Hawk comes up limping. This one is Jared Anderson, the senior. And he's not putting any weight on that ankle. Trip Bittner's role as this game goes on becomes bigger and bigger at this point.
It really does. You know, and last time, I think for these younger guys especially, facing Arthur again and having to come up, next man up. So,
40,
not what you want to see.
44-34. I imagine Hay Springs runs about a play here, and we get to the fourth quarter. And like I said, that might be what you need, but Hay Springs looks like the infirmary over here on the near side.
And you have to hope that it is not a passing play.
Keep it on the ground. Give it to number 11. Hay Springs breaks the huddle. First down and 15 from their own four-yard line after forcing the fumble. Young under center turns the toss. Menken straight up field. And no gain on the play. And that'll be the last play of the third quarter. 44-34, the 10-point lead for Hay Springs. So let the clock run. Are they going to try to get one more? Here comes Dylan Raymer. Has been cleared to come back, and here's why. I think the hit was more of the shoulder area, but we'll see. Hay Springs, 10 minutes away from a trip to the semifinals. They lead by 10. We're back in a minute on KBPY.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Back out to Arthur. Start of the fourth quarter. Hawks a 10-point lead and a whole bunch of field in front of them right now on second down. Young under center. Formation strong to the far side. Young turns the toss. Menken uses the block. Makes a cut. Gates Menken. Menken into the open. 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Hay Springs. Gage Menken just went 76 yards.
A six-man field, but wow, what a run from Gage Menken. Man of the hour yet again. And, wow, trying to shut the door here in the fourth quarter.
Hay Springs definitely needed that.
And how big is this kick, Jeremy?
Absolutely huge. Would make it a three-score game again in a timeout here for Coach Jenkins. And I don't mind this timeout. I don't even mind if you decide to go for one here. It's a 16-point lead.
That's a very good point.
And so if you feel that you can hold Arthur County to less than a couple of scores here.
Yeah. And it's what you feel most comfortable with, right? Like, we're just the guys in the booth. We don't know this team, right?
Yeah.
We've had miscues with the kick today is what I'm thinking if I'm coach. So do you feel more comfortable on the ground?
Maybe. You are kicking with the wind now. That's something to consider. McDonald's coming out. They have the T or not. I can't see if they have the PAT T or not. They do.
It looks like they do.
Need a good snap and a good hold here. Menken's your center on the snap here. Snap is high. The kick is up. The kick is blocked.
the PAT is blocked. Hey, from your store now.
It is 50-34. Hay Springs leads it. We're back in 30 on KBPY and Chadrad.com.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Score update on our Kohler's Law scoreboard. Parkview Christian rolling Potter Dix 30-0 in the first half.
Oh,
we've
boy.
Seen what 30-0 can get you.
Oh, boy. Here we go again.
those are the only games in action right now. Those two winners in play next week, McDonald squibs it left, and that one's going to roll out of bounds again. Same spot as earlier.
Yeah.
Hay Springs with the dents and dings and everything will come back out here, and they're going to – and I wish Hunter would maybe, Hunter McDonald would
focus on the south end of the field.
Come right a little bit, yeah, on the south side here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get that bounce, I realize you're trying to keep it away from Dane Pilakowski. He does have a kickoff return for a touchdown, but that's what you're trying to do is keep it away from him. 50-34, 9:48 left of the ball game. That one is squibbed right down the middle. Pilakowski's going to get a chance with this. Pilakowski, lateral room, he's gone. Pilakowski will return the kickoff for a touchdown. I saw the hole as soon as he grabbed the ball. Pilakowski returns it 47 yards.
Trying to keep it in bounds, but you got to be more accurate than that. Especially with a dangerous player like Pilakowski on the return.
So that makes it 50-40, and a chance to make this a one-touchdown game now, Jet. The snap, the hold, the kick is up. That kick is good, and it's 50-42 with 9:40 left in the ball game. We'll keep it right here for you, and let you know that Studio 308, Dean Nitch and Studio 308, specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Chadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Chadron Chiropractic in downtown Chadron. Dawes County Title and Abstract, handling title insurance, record searches, escrow closings, and proud supporters of our area athletes in Dawes, Sioux, and Sheridan counties. 50-42, this circus continues. Absolutely insane. The wind has come up a little more than it did. We had a nice day, so it's still a nice day out.
Still a nice day, but, yeah, definitely cooling the field off a little bit.
Trip Bittner will be back to receive here for Hay Springs. And you know what I want to see? Is Arthur County try an onside kick?
Really?
Absolutely. You, after Hay Springs gets momentum off the long touchdown run, you return the kickoff. Can you capitalize on it here? And, we'll see. This one is booted straight away, and that one will bounce out of bounds. So apparently don't kick to the edges here in Arthur because your ball is going to bounce out of bounds.
Magnet in the ball, I think, there. I mean, it's wanting to go north or south.
If you're Hay Springs, I think you take this, though. You take it out at about the 25-30, wherever they spot it at here, and you just take it from there.
Yep, I think that's the right call as well.
Well, I told Jet earlier, Hay Springs, I thought would have to score in the 50s. You might have to score in the 60s.
You might.
Or 70s.
It's been one of those games. A lot of scoring, especially here in
not
the
how
half.
It started. Hay Springs defense started solid, a couple of three and outs, and turnovers forced. Again, led 30-0, but since then, Arthur County has outscored Hay Springs 42-20. On first and 15 from the Hawks from their own 25. The turn, the toss, Mankin. Delayed toss, has room. Breaks to the open. Gage Minkin down to the 36-yard line. They'll mark him at the 35. And that's the big one you need to get into plus territory. And now the clock's going to be running.
That's right. And I was just about to say, maybe you're okay with not scoring that quickly. As long as you can get these first downs, keep it on the ground and run effectively, bleed the clock as much as you can here.
Again, Dane Pilakowski, two kickoff returns for a touchdown today. And the safety, there's 18 points that Hay Springs gave up the easy way. Right now, though, their offense trying to answer back on the Arthur County 35. The turn, the toss, Minkin, nice foot in the ground move, gets down to the 30, picks up five. And I hope Gage Minkin is ready for the next 8 minutes and 45 seconds because
it's going to be a lot of him.
This game is on his shoulders, unfortunately. Second down and 10, clock running. If you're Coach Jenkins, you know, I don't know if you necessarily go to the point where you watch the back judge and wait for the play clock, but you're not in a hurry.
I don't think you're far from it, though, Jeremy.
Do you try to milk 8 minutes of a ball game?
Maybe not with this short of field.
On second down and 10, the turn, the toss, Minkin gets a good block, gets to the edge. Minkin puts his head down and gets inside the 25 to the 24, brings up third and four. And this is exactly what you need out of Gage Minkin. You don't need big runs. The big run was nice, but just some steady 4 or 5 yard gains at a time.
Absolutely. These chunk plays, and most importantly, getting the first down.
Clock under 8 minutes in this ball game. Hay Springs the 50-42 lead. They've led the entire way. Their lead at one point was 30-0, but Arthur County woke up, and you knew they would.
Yeah, no, it was a sleeping giant, and we've seen it all season. They're not going to lie down and take it.
Third down and four. The toss this time to Raymer. Raymer right upfield. Raymer has enough for a first down, and he is down at the 16-17 yard line. Hay Springs marching the ball down the field,
and that's a big spot that it's not inside the 15, Jeremy, because we talked about earlier, you have the opportunity to get a fresh set of downs on the goal line.
You get a first down right at about the 2 yard line here. If you look, I think Arthur County's chains are just a smidgen short because they had his foot's on the 17 and one end is on the 2, but the other marker is actually closer to the 16 yard line.
Yeah, that's true.
Clock under 7 minutes in this ball game. Hay Springs an 8-point lead. Young under center. The turn, the handoff, Minkin right up the middle, Minkin cut. Minkin falls down inside the 15, inside the 10, gets down to the 6 yard line. And Hay Springs is starting to get some of that pushback they had early on.
They are.
And if you're Coach Jenkins, you don't do nothing special. You say, I'd say same play.
Same play.
Until they stop it. Second down. Again, Hay Springs can get a first down. It's going to be second down at about 4 here. And the play clock's under 10 already. Play clock is down to 5. Young needs to hurry or they're going to get a penalty here. Young will snap the ball with one. No. Hay Springs took too long.
Wow.
And so now instead of second down at about 4, it's going to be second down and 9.
Back at 5.
So now the ball is back at the 11.5 yard line. The only good thing, the clock runs again.
It does.
Young under center. Grabs the snap, straight drop. Wanting to pass. Nowhere to go. Look across the middle, right out in the front. It's Smith. Smith makes the catch. Falls. Pylon. What will the call be? It's going to be a first down. I'm okay. You're okay with that.
I think you are too. You get the new set of downs. Even if this takes a couple of times on the ground, you bleed more clock.
Absolutely. Hay Springs trying to answer. Again, the Hawks taking a little long in the huddle here. You don't want to get backed up down here. Play clock down to 10 seconds. Young under center. Young, the snap, the turn, the give. Minkin, touchdown, Hayspring. Minkin from a yard out.
Gage Minkin yet again finding his way into the end zone. Nothing crazy, keeping it on the ground. And I think Arthur is okay with not stopping the clock there.
Here is the all-important two-point. You need a clean snap and a kick here.
Everything has to be perfect.
You need to make this a two-score game.
Blocking, hold, kick.
Snap, the hold, the kick is up. The kick is good!
Right up the middle. Textbook.
58-42 with 5:16 left in this ball game. We'll take a break. Back in 30 on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
Make a big difference in the look and performance of your vehicle by bringing it to Nebraska Land Tire. New tires make a difference in how your car rides, improve gas mileage, and make your vehicle safer. Stop by and let the mechanics check out the rest of your vehicle as well. Is the AC cold enough? When was the last time you had a tune-up? Are your neighbors complaining about that loud exhaust? They can help you at Nebraska Land Tire, 231 West 2nd and Chadron, 308-432-4488. 308-432-4488.
.516 left in this ball game. Hay Springs up 58-42. A nice little touchdown drive that took about 4 minutes, a little over 4 minutes off the clock there. And that's exactly what you needed, Jet.
Yeah, it is exactly what you needed. A lot of things went Hay Springs' way, and here's the kickoff.
That one is dribbled on the ground in Arthur County. That was about the best thing Hay Springs could have hoped for. They've been okay against the Arthur County offense today.
They have. The defense has gotten a lot of stops and takeaways. It's a big one.
They've only given up 3 offensive touchdowns today against Arthur County. You have 2 kickoff returns and a safety in there. So they fared okay against this Arthur County offense. First down, 15, Arthur County. Here's the snap. Storr rolls across the middle. That one is incomplete. Pass intended across the middle.
For Rutt.
For Tucker Rutt.
And Rutt is wanting that one back. He was wide open. A man trying to get on him, but he had a chance and just fell right through his arms.
Brings up second down, and Arthur County's been all right through the air today. We asked what would happen, and we saw this against Cody Kilgore. When they had to go to the air, Cody Kilgore kind of fell apart.
They did, and Arthur has kept their composure today.
High snap, brought in, Storr, little dump pass, and Minkin is there to stop the play for a loss of a yard. Brings up third down and 16. Clock running down to 4:55 in this ball game, and here's the deal: it's 4-down territory.
It
and
is.
So you know that you know a stop here isn't going to get you a punt.
Yep, you got to play two. Got to play two.
Third down and 16, Arthur County. The toss back, Storr. Storr rolls the pocket, wants to come back to the middle, pass across, man wide open. It is caught, tackle made. And it'll bring up fourth down. No, it'll move the chains. Should be enough by about a yard. And a man wide open was Cole Kramer. The offensive lineman made a nice play.
That's the thing about six men that, you know, we got to remind
everybody's
people.
Eligible.
Everyone is eligible, and the defense has to remember that, too. Cover everybody.
4.5 in the ball game. Here's Storr. Broken play a little bit. Out of the flat. Man wide open. It's caught by Rutt. And Rutt is dropped down at the 13. And now Arthur wants a little bit of a hurry-up offense here. Clock down to 4:15, trailing by 2 touchdowns. Hawks lead at 58-42. Second down, the tap, the toss goes to Pilakowski around the near side. Pilakowski, spin cycle, gets down to about the 6. Clock will stop for a moment to mark the ball. And then it stops again. And the clock will run. We're down under 4 minutes.
Your Hay Springs, this is where you've got to be locked down. No end zone allowed because they're out of downs.
Storer drops, looking, pressure! He's going to get it off across the middle. Pilakowski makes the catch, and he will be dropped down at about the four-yard line. That could have been a whole lot worse, and Pilakowski's hurt. Oh, no, Pilakowski, I think he's cramping.
Yeah.
That cramp monster's snuck up on everybody.
It's getting everybody today. Yeah, and I think it could be this wind bringing in cold air. It's really cooling off out here.
When we kicked off, it was 62 degrees. I assume the clouds might have made it a little cooler than that. But and now we're going to take a time out here. Is that what we're doing here? Yes, Arthur County will take the first of three timeouts here in this second half. Jet, Arthur County has it second and goal at the 4, 3:36 to go. Here's the deal. As a coach, and that's why you're a coach, Ace Springs just got done with a drive that took 4.5 minutes. You have 3.5 here. You don't know how much time, if you can't score here and say the clock runs, how do you shuffle the deck here?
Well, I think you got to be cautious about using your timeouts. Your defense has gotten stops today, and you can't rely on it, but Hay Springs has had miscues, and maybe you feel okay about turning the ball over here if it comes to it on fourth down.
So, again, Arthur County will have it second down and goal from the four-yard line. Hay Springs leads 58-42. There's 3:36 left in this ball game. Storer in the shotgun, back to each side. The turn, the handoff, right up the middle, and a Arthur County touchdown. Wenzel scores from 4 yards out. And that will make it 48-58, Nate, an important two-point kick into the wind.
Yeah, this is a crucial spot. I mean, if you're Arthur and you don't make this,
you're still down by two scores.
Yeah.
The snap is high. It's bobbled. Arthur County's going to throw it up. They'll get the point, but it's still a two-possession game.
Oh, my goodness.
58-47 off the bobbled snap.
They've been perfect all day, Jeremy, and a crucial spot in the game. Yeah, get some air. Get some air. Everybody needs some in this game. Wow.
If you're Hay Springs, you absolutely bring your – you set one man deep, and everybody else is your hands team.
That's right.
You put everybody else up. Arthur County, especially now being a two-possession game, even if they get the 8 points, it'll make it 58-57. And so Arthur needs the ball back in a jiff. And you're already down a timeout here. And so you only have two left. Hunter McDonald up on that front line. Dylan Young, Dylan Raymer, Gage Minkin in there. Luis Mata in there, and then Tripp Bittner will be the deep back. And I would scoot you out, scoot your up guys up a little bit.
And that's what they're going to do.
Well, Mata came up.
Mm.
We'll see. Everybody's heavy to the near side, and now they're going to bounce it out a little bit. Like I said, I would be prepared for an onside kick here. The kickoff is going to dribble away, and if I was Hay Springs, I would take it right where it's at.
Yep, that's absolutely what you do.
Hay Springs is going to have it at the Arthur County 31-yard line. And so Hay Springs should get the ball right at the Arthur County 30.
And
goodness gracious, a couple of errors. What are they calling this?
They are not going to
re-kick
it, are
they? What are
they
calling this?
What is going on?
Why is Hay Springs not taking the ball? What was the, was it offsides? I'm looking to the crowd for help here.
I don't know if the crowd knows either.
I think what they're saying is Arthur County got offsides first. And so then instead you get the offside penalty moves it back.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah will kick it away here. And this one is just pooched. Mata can't get to it and smartly dives on it at the 20-yard line with 3:32 to go in this ball game. If you're not on pins and needles, you should be.
Yeah.
Our fourth quarter brought to you by Best Western, West Hills Inn. And the Hawks, instead of having it at the Arthur County 30, which would have been great, and, you know, maybe this is a blessing in disguise, a little more field in front of you here.
Could be.
But I know, and Coach Jenkins, I would hope, you don't put the ball in the air here at all.
Absolutely not.
This is Gage Menken's drive. On first and 15, the turn, the handoff to Menken. Menken up the middle, hangs on to it.
Number 11, Menken on the carry.
And the clock will run. And you'll be under 3 minutes if you're Hay Springs by the time you snap the ball on second down. You picked up five on first down. It's second and 10. Again, a crew that started the season 0-3. They've won six straight. They lost to Arthur County 80-7. Second, third game of the year. Right now up 58-49, 2:55 to go. Play clock under five. Young settles under with four, with three, with two. Takes the snap, turns, hands off. Menken run up the middle, and Menken pushes out across the 30.
Two men to meet him, and he still barrels forward for six.
And Arthur County is going to use a timeout here. Arthur County is going to use a timeout. And dare I say, Jet, this is almost third down in the ballgame. Arthur County is down to one more timeout. And I'm sure they're thinking, get a stop on third down. Stop the clock on four, you know, stop on fourth down,
yeah,
and get the ball back. But if Hay Springs picks up a first down,
that's trouble.
You can ride the legs of Gage Menken to the semifinals. Check on the Parkview Christian Potter Dix game, 36-0 at the half. Parkview Christian, again, if they win and Hay Springs wins, I believe if my calculations were right, that game would be played in Lincoln next Friday afternoon, most likely. Third down and four. Young under center. The snap, the turn, the give. Menken up the middle. Menken is going to be short by about a half a yard.
Number 11, Menken on the
carry. And Arthur County will burn its last time out.
Short of first down.
You have a decision, Jet.
You do have a decision, but I don't think it's much of one with Gage Menken. You go for it here.
Do you think Coach Jenkins says we win this game, we try to put it away right here?
Absolutely. The struggles you've had kicking the ball back to Arthur, I mean, give Pilakowski or another one of their speed guys a chance. I don't think that's what you want to do. I think you go for it and try to end it right now. They don't have any timeouts left.
You ask your offensive line, guys, one more push to get this first down, and you can all but salt this game away.
That's right. It's everybody's job.
Here comes the offense. Hay Springs, fourth and a half a yard. If they get the first down, they can all but end this. Two and a half left in the ball game, and Arthur County is out of timeouts. I formation. The turn, the give. Menken got it! Menken the first down! Out to the 38 of Hay Springs. And the clock will run. Now it's about protection, Jet.
That's right. Ball security here and clock management, right? We've seen them take a little too long at the line, and that can be costly. You've already got 15 yards to get there, and you don't need to get any extra.
Dylan Young, you only need to hand it off about one time here. Play clock under 10, under 5. The snap, the turn, the give. Menken run up the middle. Menken falls forward. Out to midfield. Clock down to a minute 45. Hay Springs trying to get to the semifinals for the first time since 2018. That year, they went on to a state championship game. 58-49, buck 30 left. Second down, and Hay Springs is just going to wait it out here. Play clock under 10. Young takes it, tosses to Menken. Menken gets down to the 36 of Arthur County. Clock down to a minute 5. And we'll see. Hand it off one more time. And third down here for Hay Springs. Clock down to 50 seconds. A 2-score lead.
That kick was huge.
So even if the worst happens here,
you still have kind of that safety net.
Young. We'll take the snap, the kneel. There it is. Hey, friends, we'll move into the state semifinals. Your final score, 58-49. The Hawks have won 7 straight. 58-49, Hay Springs. We will take a break. Your Butler Ag Equipment postgame show is coming up next on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
As summer turns to fall and you realize winter is coming on faster than you'd like to think, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those last-minute projects before Old Man Winter shows up at your doorstep. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483.
Why do all furniture ads sound like a sports commentator? You know, touchdown on prices. We're kicking out the competition. Everything must go, go, go. No, that's just not them. Just your everyday folks trying to get you comfy at home. And if they can help you score a deal on a recliner or sofa, is that a foul? If so, then penalize them. Call them fanatics. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance. They're not fanatics, just fanatical about where your story begins.
Modern Farm Equipment is a well-established farm machinery dealership with deep roots here in Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, Tri-State Corner. Your authorized New Holland dealer, Modern Farm has the selection in inventory, parts, and services while being staffed with factory-trained technicians and knowledgeable parts and salespeople. Modern Farm Equipment on East Highway 20 in Gordon. Give them a look online at modernfarm.com or call 308-282-2368.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
This is the Butler Ag Equipment Post Game Show. Butler Ag. Premium products, premium dealer support. Experience the Butler Ag difference.
We welcome you back out as Hay Springs moves into the semifinals of the D6 playoff. A 58-49 win. Jet. There were times you wondered today if Hay Springs wasn't going to come in here and just run away with this thing today. But you kind of knew better. I think in the back of your mind, you knew better. And obviously, Arthur County, that three-minute mark of the second quarter is when Arthur County kind of woke up and said, all right, we need to play. And they cut it down there to 58-47. They got it down to a touchdown, actually, 20 seconds into the fourth quarter. Dane Piłakowski, his second kickoff return for a touchdown, made it 50-42. And actually, I have the wrong 58-49. Oops. There we go. I get math still.
That's hard.
But Hay Springs held on, and just an incredible performance today. Gage Minkin came out today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4 touchdown runs, a touchdown pass. Dylan Young had the, which seemed like days ago, the picked off fumble, a touchdown pass today. Just an incredible performance overall for Hay Springs.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, they came out to play, and they built up that lead, kind of let it get away from them, had some turnover problems, and the kicking could have came back to bite them. They cleaned it up in the end and showed that they have the discipline to move on, Jeremy.
Again, your final score in this one, if I can tell you correctly this time, 58-49. We'll take a break. More of the postgame show next on KBPY.
The Butler Ag Equipment team in Chadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horsch, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Chadron, or call 308-432-5593. Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing. Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hay Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Back out to Arthur County, Hay Springs, the upset, 58-49. And we're going to run through this as quickly as possible. Gage Minkin got the scoring started with just 2 minutes into the ball game, a 47-yard touchdown run. Then 3.5 minutes later, Dylan Raymer from 26 yards out made it 14-0. And then a minute and a half into the second quarter, one of the most bizarre plays you'll ever see, Arthur County was trying to keep a fake punt alive on fourth down deep on their own end of the field. And the punter pitched it backwards, and Dylan Young sniped it out of the air and took it in for a touchdown. Hay Springs went up 22-0, and then 2 minutes later, Gage Minkin from 9 yards out made it 30-0. But that's when the tide changed, Jet.
That is, yep.
Then all of a sudden, Talon Storer scored from 13 yards out, made it 30-8. Then Dylan Young found Dylan Raymer 7 yards out, made it 38-8, and then on the ensuing kickoff before halftime, Dane Piłakowski took the kickoff 55 yards, made it 38-16 at the half. Not done, though. Talon Storer was scoring a 9-yard run with minute 20 into the third, made it 38-24. Then Gage Menken found Hunter McDonald wide open from 27 yards out, made it 44-24 Hayes Springs. And then Arthur County came back. It was Talon Storer to, which Hannah was that, Jason Hannah, the receiver. And that made it 44-32. And then late in the third, a blunder by the Hayes Springs offense.
Mm-hmm.
The safety made it 44-34, and you were absolutely nervous at that time, Jack.
Oh, yeah. Sweating.
But then Hayes Springs responded just 12 seconds into the fourth quarter. Gage Menken went 76 yards on what I think will end up being our Dunbar U Design at play of the game. Probably that touchdown right there. And 76 yards to run. And then another kickoff return for a touchdown. Dan Pilakowski, 47 yards, made it 50-42. Then Gage Menken, the cherry on top with 5:16 left, made it 58-42. Wenzel would run in from 4 yards out on a second and goal, made it 58-49 after the botched kick. They had to throw it into the end zone, and, you know, that might have been a saving grace for Hayes Springs in the end. And Hayes Springs gets the win. We'll take a break, come back, give you our player and play of the game when we come back on KBPY and ShadRat.com.
The Butler Ag Equipment team in Chadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horse, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Chadron, or call 308-432-5593. Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hayes Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hayes Springs Hawks school academic, theatrical, and athletic events and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hayes Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hayes Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand. When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hayes Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hayes Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hayes Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hayes Springs Hawks.
Back out here again to Arthur County. Hawks win at 58-49. They advance to the D6 semifinals for the first time since 2018. Congratulations to the Hawks. We'll get to continue the football season next Friday. And if the score holds, we'll be in Lincoln next Friday at Parkview Christian, I do believe is how this works. And do a quick explanation of that, I guess, is coming off of however you're seated and where you're at, previous round with Hayes Springs being on the road with Potter Dix coming off of a home game, Hayes Springs would have been able to host the next round, where both teams that win or most likely will win are away teams. It reverts back to seeding, and
yep. And that's where Parkview Christian
is the sixth seed, and Hayes Springs is the seventh seed. And so most likely, Hayes Springs will be on, nothing assured until later, but if everything goes to the way that the NSAA says it works, then that's how this should work. Let's get you our Dunbar's U Design It Play the Game, and we're going to hand out two of them today. I get one, Jet gets one. I'll go with mine first, and mine's the Gage Menken 76-yard run there to start the fourth quarter. Arthur County had kind of clawed their way back in. Arthur and Hay Springs needed kind of that moment, that defining moment. And it was Gage Minkin getting to the end zone was so crucial at that point in time of the ball game.
All right, yeah, good choice. I'm going to have to go with probably the craziest play we saw all day, right? It was a botched punt from Arthur County trying to get the ball off and just a lob of desperation up in the air. Fumble recovery is what it was, even though Dylan Young grabbed it out of the air, took it 20 yards into the end zone for the score to put him up big in the first half. And, man, like you said, just one of the craziest plays you'll ever see.
We and our Service Barbershop players of the game, and we started rattling off through everybody that stepped up, made plays today. And I'm going to take the cheap and easy way out today, Jet. I told you that. Just Hay Springs, the effort. They got beat by Arthur County 80-7, 80-7.
Yeah, worst loss of the year.
And so when you can, and I realize, completely different ball game. Hay Springs didn't have some kids then that they did today. But even mentally, that can, you know, and I know Coach Jenkins said, it's not on our minds. Somewhere, you know, you're thinking about, man, these guys creamed us.
Yeah.
And so for them to come back, props to Hay Springs. We'll take our final break, come back, wrap this one up next on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
The Butler Ag Equipment team in Chadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horsch, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Chadron, or call 308-432-5593.
Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or, of course, fill it up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers and Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware. The Farmers Co-op knows the importance of teamwork when things are going well and when not. Like during a game, you can run into a dry patch and pull through on top. It's teamwork that makes it happen. The Farmers Co-op is aware of their responsibility as a team player and to pull through this dry patch. They suggest early calf weaning as a method of saving the grass and cow's condition. Farmers Co-op is at the ready to customize crate feed or bunk diet blends. At Farmers Co-op, they believe in Hawk Country teamwork.
When you can't seem to elude the aches and pains of life, it's time to give Dr. Greg Wheeler at Hay Springs Chiropractic a visit. A proud supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, Dr. Wheeler will treat folks of any age, from youngsters to those that have a little more life experience under their belts. Hay Springs Chiropractic is also certified with Medicare, the VA, and most other insurances as well, allowing your care to be their top priority. Let Hay Springs Chiropractic help you get back to feeling like you again. Check them out at 129 Main Street in Hay Springs or call 308-207-2757.
Back out one more time from beautiful Arthur, Nebraska. Hay Springs rolls out with a 58-49 win. They're going to be in the state semifinals. It'll be a tough task next week. Most likely Parkview Christian out of Lincoln. They were up on Potter Dix, 36-0. Obviously, we know what can happen. Right now, 44-0, halfway through the fourth. So, Hay Springs, because of the way it all falls together, will be at Parkview Christian next Friday. I'm about 75% sure on that. You know, you never are sure until you, like,
see
it in writing. Yeah. So, but it would be the 6 and 7 seeds for a spot in the state championship and 2 undefeated to go down here in the quarterfinals of the D6 playoffs. So, man, what a game. And the season continues. The Hawks now 7-3 on the season. Thanks to Jared Freneau back at our KBPY studios. Jet Rasmussen, I'm Jeremy Anderson. This has been Hay Springs Playoff Football from the middle of the Sand Hills. Winner, winner, Hay Springs dinner downtown tonight. Where are we eating dinner tonight?
Oh, we got to eat in Hay Springs?
No.
Oh, we're going to Olive Garden or something. How
All
about
right.
that?
Till next Friday, this has been Jeremy Anderson, Hay Springs Playoff Football on KBPY. Good night, everybody.
The Butler Ag Equipment team in Chadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horse, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Chadron, or call 308-432-5500.